B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Wednesday across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio to Tunis, hanging out. We got one day until Eagles football. Eagles Giants, the short week tomorrow night. You know, it's funny. I love Thursday night football, but I don't like when the Eagles are on Thursday night football. There's something bad about the, that I don't like, about the short week, and it's like not enough time to look forward to the game. But prime time, we're going to be watching. The good thing is after Sunday, you get right back at it. And I keep looking at this game, and I keep going, I don't really see how the Giants win. Now, I know all the injuries. I know how they've been playing. I've watched the Giants. They're really not good. Now, I will say this. They play hard. Joe Judge, I think, is going to be a really good coach. I like him. It's funny. They ran a play. It was a great fake against the Cowboys. And it would have been a touchdown. And it got called back because of a legal motion. The guard moved, and just a twitch. He didn't get down. In fact, what it was is he didn't get down in his stance quick enough. And so it was like they get called, they get snagged, and the big play doesn't happen. And I watched Joe Judge on the sidelines, and he's freaking out. Joe's going nuts. Now, he's a local guy, the whole thing. I actually think, unlike the Cowboys, who are just a mess, the Giants, they play hard. Like, they're not gonna mail it in. You're not gonna get a quick game out of the Giants because I think Joe Judge has them playing hard. But when you look at their roster, it's really not good. They don't have they don't protect. It's not good. So I keep going, all right, even without both tight ends, even without a makeshift line, even without all those in the backs, no Miles, they should still win. They should still win. Unless the curse is real. So I had a conversation yesterday with a friend of mine. And he said, you know what? He said, we made a Faustian deal. All that talk. Oh, I'll trade 10 years of bad football. I'll trade a lifetime of disappointment. I'll trade this. I'll trade that. We know we joke about it, but we used to say it all the time. It was topics on a random basis. It was out there. And his point is, we put it out in the universe. And therefore, we made a pact with the devil. The devil. We made a pact. And then you start to look back at that season. And you look back at the run. And you look back at all of how everything played out that year and then thereafter. And I start to go, well, obviously stupid, but maybe not. If you think about where we were then, and we all agree that we really had no business winning the Super Bowl that year. it was premature. They were playing off a last place schedule. They got hot. They were able to survive. All they had to do was win two games to get to the Super Bowl. The magic of the Atlanta. I heard Torrey Smith the other day was on the morning show. And Torrey Smith said, he talked about the interception. And he said, I thought, remember the one, the reception, the immaculate knee. And he said, I thought that was, you know, I was trying to figure out, I got to get down there to save a touchdown. And the next thing you know, the ball caroms off of his knee into my hands, and it sets up the field goal. Like, they should have lost the game. Why did it go off his knee? There's no way in the world. And then you get the Vikings off of that miracle win. Not the Saints. You get the Vikings. And you remember that Vikings team was trash. They didn't even have Cousins at quarterback. That was a bad team. So we were able to win that game. And then the Super Bowl. And then, you know, Nick is blessed. And look at all the, they played the perfect game. We were playing the Philly thing all day yesterday. That's all part of this whole thing. And then you look at what happened thereafter. Look at all the participants after the Super Bowl. We all thought Doug Peterson was going to be the next, not just Andy Reid, because at that point, Doug had won it and Andy hadn't. That Doug was going to be one of the elite coaches of all time. I remember doing shows saying, would you guys sign Doug to a 10-year contract? And people go, yeah. And then you look at Howie. Well, the roster structure, construction was incredible. Right? All the moves, the Jay Ajayi move at the deadline, picking up all those veterans. Look at the back, the array of running backs. All those things that happened. Wow, look at this. That Chip Kelly, what a creep, putting Howie in the closet. And now, well, you might think differently of both men since the Super Bowl. And then you start thinking of participants, right? Alshon. Alshon was a big part of the Super Bowl. But what happened to Alshon after? The following year, he's got a cookie catch from Nick to send him into the NFC Championship game against the Rams, who they beaten earlier. And Alshon Jeffrey drops the ball. It's a catch. And he drops it. Jake Elliott. Right? The kick that turned around the season. What's happened to Jake Elliott since? One by one, the injuries all falling. And I start to think about what my friend said about a Faustian deal that we put out in the universe. And I start to wonder, maybe it's real. Judas!
What's up?
Is it real? Did we put it out in the universe?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We 100% put it out there. How many times did we do the poll and you just brought it up? I read you the poll probably 3 weeks ago about 2018. This was before the Super Bowl season. It was 2016. It was when Carson and Doug first started. You had a poll when you were doing mornings. Would you give up 10 years of bad football for one Super Bowl? And 75% said yes.
Not only was that a poll then, it was a regular topic.
Yeah.
It was a quarterly topic for years.
And people jumped all over it. And people said yes. And you know what? I was kind of guilty of it. I thought I was like you, where I was okay with just having competitive football every single year. But for me, at one point, I got you know, I got beaten down. I said, what is this all for if they're not going to win? So let me do the pact. I signed the pact. I wanted a Super Bowl.
You signed it in blood.
I'm a part of the problem right now.
Green blood.
That was me. I got the bleed green hoodie that I wear every Sunday.
And you bled on that contract.
I did. And I'm part of the blame right now with everything that's going on.
And so you wonder, is it real? And it feels real. Jonas believes it. You believe that we put it out there. It's like this. It's like the thing about putting stuff out in the universe, right?
Yep.
We talk about, you know, it's a life's mission sometimes. If you really want something bad enough, the vision board, you keep saying it, you keep talking about it, and you put it out in the universe. Well, we did that.
Yes, we did. And I'm a big believer of the sports gods. You know, outside of the Eagles.
This is not the sports gods.
No, this is, this oh, that's is right. the sports devil.
This is the sports Satan that we somehow resurrected. That we unleashed him. He was locked away in a cave somewhere, and we let him free.
He got out. It's our fault.
It's like that. You ever see that old Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So there's the Twilight Zone. I love that old show, right? Every once in a while, they play a marathon.
Right.
Like on the New Year's Day it was. I remember watching it. And there's a great episode where this guy is sick and he's stuck in the rain and he stumbles upon a castle. And there's like, it looks like they're priests, right? And like they're in, you know, religious garb. And they let him in. They say, no, sir, you can't come in. And then they finally take pity on him and they bring him in. And he hears this howling and this moaning. And he says, well, whatever you do, the brother says, do not go near that door. And whatever you do, do not open that door. Well, of course, curiosity gets the better of him. And he wanders to the door and he sees a man locked away in a cell. And the man says, oh my God, you've come to save me.
No, he actually said,
how's everyone doing?
You've come to save me. Please set me free. Please, these guys are crazy. And the man, thinking he's doing something just, unlocked the devil. He set him free. And that's what we did with the Super Bowl curse. We unlocked the sports devil. It's like wishing for Candyman. Saying it three times, and he shall appear. And that's what we've done. Look, it's eerie what's happened since the Super Bowl, Andrew. And the whole thing wasn't the normal build of a franchise. It was almost unlike something that's ever happened. But you could say, well, the Giants did this. But the Giants had stability, right? They had Eli Manning for a while. They had Tiki Barber for a while.
Strahan and the guys on the line. Yep.
Right? You know what I'm saying? This, it was, you know, Carson's second year. Doug's second year.
Into Foles. Into year one of LeGarrette Blount with Jay Ajayi coming in at the trade deadline.
There was no, you know, roster build, organizational build towards something.
Year one of Torrey Smith, if I'm not mistaken, was the Super Bowl year.
I mean, that's not how it works. Usually you build a foundation. But that wasn't like a build a foundation at all. It was just a bunch of pieces that came together. And for one miraculous postseason, won a Super Bowl. And then we said, well, Doug said first, it was the new norm. And you remember the players? They were mocking the Patriots. Well, we can do it and have fun.
Lane Johnson said we have fun here.
And it was a mock at the Patriots. We don't need to go do it that way. We have fun here. Well, I talked to those Patriot guys, and they're all miserable. Belichick makes them miserable.
Yeah, they went back 1 year later and won. Beat the Rams.
We do it our way, the fun way. We've reinvented the wheel. Reinvented the wheel. Now, that's become a theme, right? It's become a theme in the way Doug coaches. It's become a theme in the way Howie has drafted. That we can reinvent how the game is played.
We can run read options with Wentz and Boston Scott.
Well, yeah, and we'll go for two every time. And even Chip Kelly, Mr. Eight, he learned his lesson when he tried to go for it that one time after scoring first, thinking that it was college football. But look at we've reinvented it. Do you see it? All the clues are right in front of our eyes. We talk about signs. And, you know, there's the adage that the signs are under your nose. You just have to open your eyes to see them. Well, aren't these all signs? Andrew, we're going deep today. Deep into the unknown of the universe.
Now, let me ask you something. Do we still have that partnership with the Sports Devil to win the division this year? With a 6-9-1 record?
I don't know. I don't know. We have to figure it out. I don't know how to get out of the pact. I don't know if the pact still exists, but it's all part of the torture. Like, okay, you'll make the playoffs.
6-9-1.
But Carson will get hurt in the playoff game. You'll make the playoffs because the NFC East is so bad.
And if you lost one more game, you'd have a top 7 pick. But now you're drafting 15th overall. Right.
And you're going to have a 50-year-old playing quarterback for you against Seahawks. Oh, yeah, you'll go back to the playoffs the following year again. Because the NFC East is so dreadful. And you want to talk about Faustian deals. Jerry Jones sold his soul a long time ago. And if you think the sports devil is real, look no further than the Cowboys. Think about that. Think about Daniel Snyder and the Redskins, the Washington football team, because of that name and because of all the nefarious things that Daniel Snyder has done.
Yep.
And what they did to RG3 playing him when he was hurt. Andrew, the signs of the sports devil right in front of us.
Now we have half a fan base hating effort by Carson Wentz.
Well, the fans are
split
betwixt and between. They don't know. Poor Carson, the just one, right? Caught in this horrible sports devil. We need to discuss it today. I mean, this is a whole theme. This is real. Just look at all the clues. Tell me. Look at the clues. You look at them themselves. Look at the signs. You for yourself look at them. And then hit us up. Let us know if you're a believer or not. We sold our soul. We made a Faustian deal for that day in February 2018. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. We're just getting started. If you want to join us, 610-632-6321. if you have the stomach. 0975-610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal. Tunis says businesses have had to be flexible all year. It's been a tough one, right? From working remotely to pivoting their business models for long-term survival and growth. While major retailers are now selling face masks, restaurants have moved dining outside, and some consumer packaged goods companies have shifted to focus more on surface cleaners and hand sanitizers. If you're in charge of hiring for your business, these pivots have made your job even more challenging, especially if you're hiring for brand new roles. Thankfully, there's one place you can always count on to make hiring faster and easier. That's ZipRecruiter.com/fanatic. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job boards with one click. It's no wonder why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself right now why you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/fanatic. That's ZipRecruiter.com/fanatic. Let ZipRecruiter take hiring off your plate so you can focus on growing your business. ZipRecruiter.com/fanatic. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 10:29. Today, 10 days before Halloween. It's real. Curses are real, ladies and gentlemen. Faustian deals are real. It's like West Virginia Rick says. Well, it's not that. It's the owners and it's the all the moves that they make. Yeah, but it's all a part of it. It's much more lyrical to believe in the curses, especially since we put it out in the universe. See, I'm just giving you this, that if you put something out in the universe, as much as we did, it's going to come true. I mean, over and over and over again, the discussion was had. And if you put that out there in the universe that long, that many times, it's like, okay, wish granted. Here's your Super Bowl. Now shut up. Go away. And endure the pain. The pain of bad football. And by the way, I don't know how deep it all went because the Faustian deal seems to have spread into the other franchises. What we thought was the Roaring Twenties. Well, need I go any further? Now, we can't do this, can we, Andrew? Tunis, we can't begin the show with this man, can we? Should we make him wait a little bit?
He didn't show up yesterday when you asked for him.
Well, he hasn't showed up, period.
Somebody must have finally found him on the milk carton that we put out yesterday.
He hasn't showed up, period. As all Cowboy fans, they somehow have scattered into the darkness. All Cowboy fans scattered into the darkness. Well, did you hear from him?
No.
What about Captain Cowboy?
Nope.
All right, let me tell you something about the, you know, this and that. I mean, and this man right here, all the pigeons, and they were all chesty. They thought were beyond the shadow of a doubt that this year was their year. They got rid of Garrett.
Yep.
They got C.D. Lamb.
McCarthy's a better coach than Doug.
They got C.D. Lamb. Right? Everything was all set up for him.
Ignore the defense.
And what happened? They're just a dumpster fire.
And the only win they have is because of an awful, awful onside kick recovery.
Let me ask you a question. How did the dumpster fire become so popular that it's a cliche?
It's a good question. Probably because somebody saw it once and was like, huh.
Like, it's a modern cliche.
Yes, it is.
The dumpster fire. It's a great meme.
It is. Anytime you see the gif of the moving trash can on fire, no, it's great.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, on 9th Street, they set the fires in the trash can to keep warm.
And then they sang, take it back.
Do-do-do-do.
Or do-do-do-do.
Nope. All right. He'll wait a couple of callers because I need to start off in West Philadelphia with Aaron. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron!
Come on, Ant. You know I believe that. I used to talk to you about that.
I know you did. You are a believer in putting stuff out in the universe and watching it come true.
I believe every soul I sold to the devil 2017 for that Super Bowl. Because just the way it went, it was just eerie the way it went. I mean, when Wentz went down, and me and you almost had a cry fest.
Yes.
I mean, we almost like broke down in tears and asked the sports gods. We was crying.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it to us again?
Yeah.
And that's when the devil showed up.
Yeah.
The sports devil showed up.
See, we thought that was the curse. But in reality, the curse happens thereafter.
Right after it. Here comes Nick Foles. Do you remember they was putting shrines up for Nick?
Yeah.
They was doing all kinds of stuff, man.
Saint Nick?
And Tyson, the sports devil to come in. And to take over that season. Because we should have never won.
No.
We should have never won. We should have never won that Super Bowl.
No.
I mean, New England didn't punt. They had almost like 600 yards. Tom Brady was that strip sack.
The whole thing. Brandon Cooks.
It was
right, Brandon going down Cooks early.
Knocked out by Jenkins early.
Belichick benches their best cornerback.
Best player.
Yes.
The cornerback. It made it easier for Alshon and them. It was just eerie. Then we won, man, and then it was just like jubilation. But know what? People warned me that was not Eagles fans. They warned me. And this is eerie in itself. That's the only Super Bowl y'all going to get.
I know. And then what happens to make it worse, what happens is Eagle hubris. Right?
Right.
Hubris. Right. One of the deadly sins.
Right.
Think about it, right, Doug? This is the new norm.
This is the new norm.
You remember Elaine talking about the Patriots? Ah, ha, ha, look how they do it.
The golden star. What did Lori say? We the gold standard.
Yeah, well, I was back in the day. Now, this is
after Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yes. You're right.
We the gold standard. People are going to be looking at us, basically,
and
about to get a football team together.
Right. Eagle hubris,
Oh, man.
They can take Jalen Hurts in the second round.
Right. And see, that's what I wanted to get to. The sports devil still comes around over Howie when he's drafted. Put something in him.
Yeah.
Let me take this player. Let me take that player.
I'll show you guys.
And then it hits Dougie P sometimes at the end of the game.
Yes.
There he goes. He's going, he's still around.
Yes.
The only way we can get rid of him is to win a Super Bowl again. Because he's going to stay on our back and he's going to appear every time that we think
we half kid, but there is a belief when you throw things out in the universe over and over and over again.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe we saw that.
The universe is a boomerang, man.
Yes, man. I believe that. And that season, man, I mean, I heard all kinds of stuff that I never heard before, man, for a season to, for us to get a championship because we were just so starving and hungry.
Yeah.
For a Super Bowl, man.
Yes.
You know, we would have said anything and did anything for us to win. You know that, Ant. We would have did
that.
We did do it.
Now, the only thing is that I feel ashamed and I feel selfish. You know why? Because my kids now are going to grow up and they don't really, they didn't really understand it. I mean, they kind of understood it, but they're going to not, you know, the youngins will never know the true joy of popping the bottles on Broad Street.
I went 50 years like that.
Yeah.
I was in my 50s when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure.
I suffered for a long time not seeing them win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Then you go to the Sixers, and then you go to the Phillies. I mean, it's all over the place.
Flyers. I mean, we all
Flyers,
hope. I mean, we all hope. We love where the Flyers are, but I don't want to. I don't want to throw any. I don't want to throw any expectations out there for fear of reprisal.
Let me ask you a question: did sports devil get into us when we said the war in 20? We gonna have championships all over the place.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, right? You get the Super Bowl, and then you get hubris.
Yes.
You fall to it. Yes, it's correct.
Man, this is scary stuff, man. Yeah, bro. We could break it, though, bro. We could break it.
I will think that's your. That's your task. I'm asking all you guys, how do we break the pact with the devil? All right?
Got to win another Super Bowl. You have to do it.
Yeah, but I don't know how. I mean, we
that's the only way.
We got to duck. We got to duck. It's like, you ever see the movie Angel Heart?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see? He tried to run from the pact he made with the devil.
Right.
But
right.
Louis Cypher, he tracked him down.
Tracked him down.
He tried. Alright, bro. I'll see you later. You ever see Angel Heart?
No.
Ah, yo, dude. That's a great one.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
That's a great one.
I'm sure it is.
De Niro is the devil?
I've heard of it, yeah. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's a great creeper.
All right.
Like, we talk about, I love you and Christy.
I like scary movies, yeah.
Like the Halloween movies, like the scary movies.
Okay, I'll watch that one.
Get into it's a great one.
Angel Heart, you said?
Yeah, it's called Angel Heart.
All right, I'm going to have to check that one out. I like scary movies. I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, this is a classic.
Okay. That's a checkout probably this weekend. My wife's working this weekend, so I'll hang out.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, all right.
Mickey Rourke sells his soul to the devil.
Mickey Rourke is Philadelphia.
All right, I asked for them because they have not been around, and you know it's funny. I was calling the FBI, find out what happened to a group of people, just evaporated into thin air. That like life's imitating art. It's like that show on HBO where half the population disappears. And that's what happened to the Cowboy fans. They all just evaporated. Except one. Here he is, live in California. Cowboy Dave. Cowboy Dave!
Anthony Gargano! Listen to this, Anthony. I'm in my room slash golf. Listen.
Are you calling from golf? The dumpster fire? Room. You sound like you're in a dumpster fire.
Guess what, Anthony? You're going to love this. I mean, it's okay. I picked the Giants. But this is the NFC East, Anthony. I started watching The Sopranos again. This is the NFC East.
You need to answer. Listen, forget about the division. No, you're not getting off the hook. You need to answer for your Cowboys.
Anthony, I didn't pick the Cowboys.
You were all Cowboyed up.
Anthony.
Judas. Wasn't he all Cowboyed up?
Yeah, he probably said like 14-2 or something.
No, Anthony, I didn't say no such thing. I said that each Spitz, go pull the tape. I tried to call you. I drive. That's why you don't hear me on Monday, but I listen. I know we got the worst league. And this is a synopsis, Anthony. With Tony, when he says, you know what? I shoot out and I start looking at the ducks. And he falls and passes out. That's the NFC East, Anthony.
It's but again.
It stinks, Anthony. This is a blood,
says, yes,
nightmare.
But you were, you. You were chesty. You weren't picking the Giants. Come on. Don't run away.
Anthony, I told you, I said, it's going to surprise everybody. I like the New York Giants. And everybody said I'm crazy. Guess what happened? The NFC, I get hammered every day out here. I'm sick of it. Anthony, it stinks. And oh, by the way, you and your friends think less to you. Let's just forget the devil. Let's start moving to hockey. It's putrid. Let's just forget the eyes of the... You're talking about 9 feet in the fire. You're making me freaking homesick. I can't get no bread. I can't get no meat. And I got to watch that. I'm dying, Anthony.
I hear it because you're live in the dumpster.
Guess what, Anthony?
Why, you know Cowboy Dave?
Cowboy Dave may have a little free time. I may just show the hell up to sit there with you for 2 or 3 days and take it. Because guess what?
No.
We're going to take it this year, brother. We're going to take it. The Eagle fans. Those skins, we got the worst league. Here it is, Anthony. We're sticking east. I can't, Anthony, you got me so upset right now, Anthony.
Well, I expect to talk to you next week and then the week after when the Eagles put up 40 on the Cowboys, as bad as they are.
Anthony, I've never seen worse technical football in the NFL. Go look at the game tapes of all 40 teams. They are all exorcism by the devil himself.
Yeah, well, Jerry Jones, your lord, Jerry Jones is the one who showed. Listen, I got to run. I'll talk to you next week during the Cowboy Week. All right? You got it. Cowboy Dave. He didn't pick the Giants. Did he pick the Giants?
No, he's lying.
I usually remember this stuff.
No, he's lying.
I remember the Cowboy fans being chesty. Come on. You guys listen. You pay attention. They were chesty, were they not? This was their year. That no more the clapper. How many times have I heard about that? No, Garrett.
Yeah, the coach has been holding them back this entire time. We got Dak and Zeke and this entire offense. Yeah, they were chesty. The second that they got rid of Garrett, they thought that they were going to go 13-3.
Did he sound like he was calling from a dumpster?
Yes, he did. That was a good question. Great. Not good cell service.
I'm worried about him, man. I'm worried about him. Let's go to where we at. Voss, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Voss.
Hey, man, just quick question, man. I'm a big Eagles fan. You know, I rock all the jerseys.
Yeah.
You know, I bleed green.
Yeah.
But I just have a question, man. What kind of franchise are we? You know, we won that first Super Bowl, but like, what have we done, you know, since then or even before then? You know, I'm only 24, so you guys could probably, you know, speak about more Eagles games than you watch. But, like, what kind of franchise are we? Are we closer to the Patriots or, you know, the Cleveland Browns? You know, that's why I'm at right
now. It's interesting because the Eagles have always been the kings of close. They really haven't. They're not they've never been awful. I guess at some point they were in the 80s, but they, after Vermeil left, but you know, you had Buddy and then Andy comes along and you know, look, for a long time they were making the playoffs. I mean, even as bad as it's been since the Super Bowl, they made the playoffs both years.
Right.
And they're probably going to make the playoffs this year. So they're not the Browns. They don't stink.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right.
Well, for this season, I just need us to make the playoffs. We gotta be better than, you know, the
Well, Cowboys. They should. I mean, look, I know 1-4-1 sounds ridiculous, but we all say it, we all see it. They should beat the Giants by double digits. Even with a half the roster.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Voss. Take care, buddy. They don't stink. That was the whole thing with them. For years and years and years, they hovered. They were close. I thought if I close my eyes, I think back to the seasons where I thought they had a chance to win the Super Bowl. You ready? Seriously. That I thought they had a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. The 1988, 89, 90, 91, 92. 2002, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, we thought they were all legit. They had a chance to win it all those years. But it was the great tease, which led us to being desperate. Which led us
to the pack.
Yes. See, when you come close, and it's so tantalizingly close. Like, you can almost feel, you can imagine it. It felt real so many times. And for it not to feel, for not to come in, right?
Which is why I got weak. And I did it. Like you said, I gave my green blood.
You signed the contract.
I signed the contract. I was one of those guys that I was like you. I loved just winning every single year, but it got too tough seeing it happen year in, year out. NFC Championship game over again. And then never actually winning. So I go, you know what? I had that great era. All I need is that Super Bowl, and it'll all be worth it for 10 years of bad football. And now here I am, miserable.
Miserable.
1-4-1. But yeah. Still holding on to hope that they can make the playoffs.
Well, that's all part of the
punishment. Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're going to stink, but you're not going to have the solace of extinguishing hope. Sometimes, you know, you have resignation, and resignation helps you get over something, right?
Yeah.
But now, listen, they could and should win the division. And I'm still hoping that, I don't know, some miracle happens.
But is the miracle a part of it? Because yes. We've gotten help along the way.
Yes. No, it is.
Double
it is.
Doink.
No, listen, they're going to get a home playoff game.
Isn't that amazing?
And then, you know, you're going to win a game at home. You know, it's not implausible, right?
Right.
We're not telling you they're going to the Super Bowl, but you're going to get a home playoff game. If you're able to win it. You're able to win the next three games. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
And you're 4-4-1.
If you win the next three games, all against your division, chances are you're going to win a division.
Yeah.
I don't see any other way, because you're going to croak the Giants, and then your only foe is the Cowboys, and they're unraveling, imploding, sniping at their coach, mocking their coach to the media.
After six games.
His whole tenure. This isn't Jason Garrett. They start mocking. This is the new coach. So we can take glee into that. But coming up, you don't want to go anywhere. The signs are coming your way. An audio compilation of the signs of the pact with the devil. And after you hear this, I defy you to tell me that this is just fiction. All right, let's look into our crystal ball. Ooh, it's cold. It's snowy. It's icy. Ah, the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a rough winter. And it says our area will be seasonal, be wet, cold, and white. If you're having any minor issues with your roof, you got to do yourself a favor and call that man.
Anthony!
That's right. Anthony LaBruciano. LaBruciano Roofing. That's right. If you got any issues with the roof, take care of it now before more damage to your old roof happens. Anthony LaBruciano, my friend, will personally assess your roof and repair it right the first time. If you do need a new roof, rest assured, you're dealing with the best. Just check out LaBruciano's hundreds of five-star Google reviews. A five-star CertainTeed shingle master, which means you get the best warranty in the business. 50 years on the shingles, 25 years on the workmanship. Your home's roof, too important to trust with some dude, right? some jack of all trade dude, handyman dude. Go with the only roofing expert that I recommend, LaBruciana Roofing. Call them, 610-265-ROOF, or go to paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros, P-R-O-S.com. My friend Anthony LaBruciano, the Shingle Master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. It's 11 a.m. across the cursed city of Philadelphia. Cuz Radio Tunis. And I don't know. You tell me if we didn't make a Faustian deal, right? And again, you know, You have heard it a million times. Andrew, how many times have you heard the notion, hey, put it out in the universe?
I do it betting all the time.
Right? Put it. Well, that's not, that didn't mean for that. I mean.
I said it 1,000 times. No, Dodgers are going to win
you
yesterday.
You have goals in life, right? Congratulations on your Dodgers pick. If you have goals in life, how many times have you heard, put them out in the universe?
Yeah.
Vision boards, talk about it, make it a reality. Therefore, if you believe it will happen, it will come true. I mean, within, you know, reason.
Within reason, yeah. I got you. I've done it. Yeah.
And I believe in that. I do. I believe in the power of the universe. Well, who's to say it doesn't work like this? Right. Right?
Sorry.
That's all right. Let's hear it, and then you be the judge, everybody.
You want Philly food?
Yeah, let's do it.
Philly special. Ready?
Bulls caught the ball. What did we just see?
This is our new norm.
21 seconds on the clock. Wentz scattered his field. Had the pass knocked away. Scooped up by Jason Peters for Bowman. And then the Panthers fall on it.
Saints go for it. Kamara down the sideline. What a throw. Another touchdown. And just pouring it on. A 38-yard touchdown throw to Alvin Kamara.
Carson has a little bit of back soreness, a little tightness, and so we're going to rest him today, continue to evaluate him, and just make sure he's good, but we'll have more information on all these guys later in the week.
Okay, I spoke to Carson Wentz earlier tonight, and he confirmed that his stress fracture is related to previous lower back problems.
43-yard attempt on the right hash mark.
Oh, he hits the upright again! That's impossible!
This off at 2-1. What a surprise. Falls back, throws.
Intercepted! Went right through Jeffrey's hands! It's Lattimore!
Right through Alshon Jeffrey's hands.
The other thing that the source pointed to is that he said that I feel like we're over-targeting Zach Ertz, which is the tight end. They said even Peyton Manning knew when to check it down.
And from the 25 now, Wentz up the fake. Carson Wentz, who went to the medical tent, is going to the locker room.
He's going to the ground, and he takes a hard hit to the back of his head by Jadeveon Clowney.
We're the 53rd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma.
For better or worse, we are quarterback developers. We want to be a quarterback factory.
Wentz to the side.
Fourth and goal from the 17-yard line. As Foles fires, the pass is caught in the end zone for a touchdown by Anthony Miller. The Chicago Bears take the lead with 1:53 remaining.
the monster of Midway now, bro. Let's make some noise. Come on.
Chilling. Absolute chilling. Andrew, the facts. They're all there in front of us. The signs are all there, plain to see.
Yeah, scary putting that together.
Wow.
I'm going to have to like hug my dog when I get home.
Yeah, man. Let's go to Eric in the Northeast. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, cuz. Mr. Gargano, I can't tell you how honored I am to get to listen to you.
Oh, thanks, bro. Please call me Aunt, all right, or cuz, one or the other. What's happening, my man?
I'm wondering if you think that we're going to be able to finish this NFL season. You know, moving forward, a lot of excuses coming out of Doug Peterson's mouth. But
I'm sorry, man. Can't say that. What do you do? It starts with winning, right? You know? I mean, guys, I don't know. I mean, you know, you can look at the state of the roster, but the division is what it is. It's horrible. So it starts with tomorrow night. You got to win the game. You got to feel good about yourself. The one thing, and I heard coaches say this all the time, right? But it is real. I remember sitting with Spags one day on the, we were on the beach. He was taking the sabbatical from the league. And he has a place in Avalon. And we're just kind of BSing. And he says, he brings up how hard it is to win a game. And like, I take it for granted. I go, what do you mean? How hard is it to win a game? Win a game? You know, every week, one team wins, one team loses. He's like, you don't understand. When you're up against it, and he said, first of all, we're putting in, like, ridiculous hours. Like, so much. There's so much on Sunday. So much on Sunday. And we're all, you know, doing this thing. And to feel a win, especially when you're in the throes of a losing streak, it feels good. Like, you don't understand, he's telling me. And that's where I don't understand. That's where, when you're in that, the only people that can understand that feeling are the coaches and players in the building.
Right.
I mean, that's true. I'll be the first to say, you know, it's not rocket science, this and that, and, you know, you can talk about, but understanding the relief that comes with a victory can only be felt by those guys.
Especially the guys. And listen, I scoffed at it during that Bengals game or after that Bengals game when Carson Wentz said we're close. And I'm like, I don't think you're that close, Carson. But then they continue to say it after the Steelers game, and then they said it after the Ravens game. And I bought it a little more after those two games because those are two opponents that are far away better than the Eagles. And they played the Steelers tough. Did the defense completely screw it up? Did Nate Gary and Jim Schwartz screw it up? Yeah. But they played them tough. They had that big comeback. Same thing against the Baltimore Ravens. You want to give me your close after a 23-23 tie with the Bengals? No, I don't want to hear it. But those other two games, all right, I'll listen to it. And like you said, if they win this game tomorrow night, that might be, look, here we go. This is the first win, first of three in a row. Let's keep on going. And maybe they're in a good spot. They know that this division blows.
Right. Well, of course. I mean, Carson talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we take it for granted as fans sometimes because, again, you know, yeah, it stays with us, but, you know, again, we're not living it 24/7. It's like, so earlier this year, I was on a trip with the Sixers. It was Dallas and Indiana. Remember that?
Yep.
Series, that those two games? So I'm on a trip with them. I did a few trips with the Sixers this year for a project. And I'm on the trip with them. And you remember that was during the throes of the road woes. They couldn't win on the road. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a bad stretch.
All right.
When you were there, yep.
Right there. And but leading up to that point, they had that one ugly 0-5 trip that I'll never forget. It was Trae Young had a double-double in the first quarter. And they lost to Atlanta. And they lost to Boston.
That was the fourth straight, yeah.
Right, they lost to Boston on a Saturday night without Kemba Walker. They lost on a Monday in Miami when Ben stayed back in South Beach. And then they lost that Thursday in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Which was like the first like true test since that one win on Christmas Day. And so fast forward a little bit in the calendar, and we're on this trip. And, you know, it was a lot. Like, it was like, all right, this is going to be a bonding trip. This is going to be a trip where we get together as a team. We come together. This is pre-COVID. You know, you're thinking you're having a regular season, and we're going to get together, and we're going to bond, and we're going to win on the road. And all they wanted to do was win a game on the road to make them feel better, right? Like, to then put it in their psyche that, all right, you know, we defeated that monster. Well, what happens? The game Saturday night in Dallas. There's no Luka Doncic in the game. They're winning the whole game. And then the fourth quarter comes. And they just get annihilated in the fourth quarter. Mavs hitting threes, like just...
And that's typical Sixers.
Right? Like
fourth quarter.
Whole thing. And like they were down. And Brett, and I was in the room for Brett talking, and, you know, and he's trying, right? So listen, guys, let's have practice tomorrow. Let's have a good old school practice, which I thought was a good thought. So the next morning, we all go to there's a practice facility inside American Airlines Arena, and they have practice, and it's a good practice. They have their film studying. They're talking about what they were doing and what was going wrong and what they needed to do. Offensively, defense, they worked on some closing out games. They worked on some plays. And, like, they go, all right, listen. Good. It was a good, really good, strong practice. Good session. Let's get on a plane, and then we'll go to Indianapolis. So we get on a plane, go to Indianapolis. And now it's Monday. And shoot around. It's like, all right, everything's good. Let's go win this game. And if you remember, they're playing the Pacers, and they were without guys too. And it was the same thing.
Yeah, Oladipo and Sabonis are both out.
Right.
Sure.
And it was the same thing where they get out, they play real good ball for the first three quarters, and they just kind of fall apart in the fourth quarter. And it was that night, of the NCAA championship game. The college championship game. And like, you know, you could just hear the faint sounds of people watching the game on their phone or tablet, in the bus, and then on the plane home. And it was that down feeling. And it sounds crazy because it's 2 out of 82, but they had struggled to win on the road, and they wanted to feel good with just a win. And that's what the Eagles are going through right now. And that's why, you know, you got the perfect remedy, which is the Giants.
Yeah.
It's at home. You're not traveling. You get them on a short week. They came off a lucky win because Washington goes for two at the end. That's the remedy. They have to feel a win. That makes sense.
It makes total sense. And I'll be honest, Ant, it can't just be like a 17-13 win. For them to really take off, like, this has got to be a game where they put up 30 points. And their offense has done that pretty damn close the last 2 weeks, right? 29 against the Steelers, 28 against the Ravens. This is a game where they got to eclipse 30. Or if they win like 24-3, right? And right. They have it the entire game.
Right. You know what the best is? Let's check the text board. That's what they get paid millions for. effing morons. They work so hard. Give me a break. That comes from Tommy. let's go to Frank in Westchester. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My man,
Frankie boy.
Oh, hey, I love this content. Great. I love it. I love mixing sports, metaphors. It's brilliant. It's you got my juices. Oh, hey, young ball, what would Doug say if his play calling wasn't good enough?
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
All right, second. My man. Listen, Ant, I got chills. That Twilight Zone episode, I haven't seen over 30 years. It was awesome.
Now, yeah, they replay it on the Sci-Fi channel every once in a while. I love when I check to see it.
I love your analogy there. And I swear, correct me if I'm wrong, I think at the end scene, the guy let him out. He's walking down the hall to the outside world, right? And there's windows. Every time he passes a window, the first one, like the horns,
Yes, he transforms before your eyes.
He's morphing. He's morphing. The next one, he's
into the devil.
Go take the last window before he goes out the door. He's got a hoodie on. Anyway, I have my John Hancock all over this pack. I mean, you know, with the blood of a feral cat or something. I mean, that's why. That's why I'm still in the seventh ring of hell. I mean, it's... Oh, and by the way, tell Hoss the 11th ring is out of ice. I've been kind of...
That's bad when you're going neat and not... You know, you look all the cubes.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, when I go neat, my wife's like, hey, a-hole, you know, what are you, crazy horse? When we signed this pact, man, we were living in the moment, right? Not thinking of the consequences, because we wanted it so bad, and now we must repent. I mean, we must repent. It's going to be hurtful. You know, to ward off the devil, we must scream, "Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior." But it's going to take a while. Now, if I may, I watched the game again last night.
You did?
The Eagles, yeah.
You watched the Ravens game again?
Oh, I'll tell you. You know, and I could say this, or we could say this, because we love our Carson. What he did, I mean, to watch it again, I got to tell you, I was so proud of him. I mean, he balled out. He almost won that game single-handedly. I mean, it's like he had a cape on. He should change in a phone booth. I mean, it was, right? I mean, it was.
Yeah, I thought he played his heart out, yes.
Jesus. And lastly, yesterday with Doug. Yeah, I totally, that play call was just the antithesis of what they were up, the scheme they were up going against. So,
yeah, I still don't even understand. I just don't understand why that fault would come to his mind.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, if I could speak to Doug, I'd say, you know, Coach, you're a good man. The players play for you, but your play calling, it's like he's playing Madden football. I mean,
you want to talk about the curse, right? Everything he touched that year was gold. I mean, it was gold. Now, again, you know, obviously the answer to that, Frankie, great stuff as always, my brother. The answer to that is Reich, right? Like, the logical answer is, well, you know, he and Reich really work well together. We had Jeff McClain on yesterday, and, you know, we talked about that. But, I mean, he came up gold. Everything he did worked. Think about it, Andrew. Judas, everything the guy did, every go for it worked. Everything worked in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, even think about the flea flicker to Torrey Smith down the sideline against the Vikings. How often do you see a flea flicker actually work?
It's amazing.
But it did.
It all worked.
The trade for J.H.I. Perfect. And then he gets hurt the next year. Think about that.
I mean,
after 2017, he was nothing.
Listen.
Corey Clement was your leading receiver in the Super Bowl.
Wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Nelson Agholor had 90 yards receiving.
I mean, can somebody chronicle this? I mean, this is not... I mean, look, it's a fun theme for a Wednesday, right? We're 10 days out of Halloween, and that's the kind of mode I'm in. And I always like to build a story or a narrative around the show to make it a little bit more fun and entertaining. But in all seriousness, I mean, look at all the signs that are out there, right? Look at them all. It's uncanny, everything that has transpired since then. With every key character in this play. Every key character in the play. Think about how you felt about Doug then and how you feel about him now. When it comes, not like whether you like him or not, when it comes to trusting him. Do you trust him right now? Do you trust Howie right now? And think about how you felt that, and it's not a long time ago. So do me a favor. I really want some kind of discussion points on that. Well, give me the signs. Tell me what you think. And the other thing I want to bring into the conversation, because we have Jaws coming up as well, is the use of Hurts. And I want to talk to Jaws about that, because he had to deal with Randall. From a Carson perspective, what's that like? So we'll do that coming up straight ahead. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Got plenty of open lines. You want to join us? It's Cuz Radio with Chunas, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal Chunas. No one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, well, you'll want to get in on some Week 7 football action. New users can get an exclusive 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philly in tomorrow night's divisional rivalry. That's right. Bet $10 to win $150. And you're not going to bet on New York. Come on. You're going to bet on the Birds because they're the better team. And also, I have a little prop bet that I'm going to go here. It's a same game parlay. You just heard Anthony talking about Jalen Hurts. Doug Peterson said he's going to get in the ball more. For Hurts to score and the Eagles to win, plus 1,100. I'm rolling with it. With FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. Not only is their app so simple, but they are the only app with same game parlays, like I just talked about. They also have live betting on every game, and when you win, you get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. There's no better time to try FanDuel Sportsbook. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Fanatic to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philly in Thursday's matchup. Promo code Fanatic, FanDuel Sportsbook, always more ways to win. Must be 21 or older, present New Jersey or PA, must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required, max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11:30, 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Gold Bucket Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Cuz Radio with Chunas hanging. And don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight, the Ron Jaworski Show, one of my favorite listens of the week. And you get the great Jaws tonight at 6 o'clock. And joining us to preview that show and all things Birds, the Pope of Philadelphia in football. When it comes to football, the Pope, Ron Jaworski. Jaws!
Anthony, another beautiful day in the tri-state area. Thank you for coming out to my fundraising golf tournament on Monday. It was a tremendous day, tremendous weather. We raised a lot of money for at-risk youth in our community. I want to thank my sponsors, Norris Sales, JPC Construction, and Genesis. And we had 30 groups that showed up. It was awesome. Sold out. So thanks for coming out and helping promote the great event. And we raised money for kids in the community.
36 of them you've done. That's amazing.
That is scary. I keep thinking of that. My hair was a different color when we started doing this, but it's been fun.
Oh, my God. And you put on such a great time, yeah. And Liz and all the crew you have. I mean, you guys do such a great job. It's so much fun. Those courses are beautiful, and it was such a gorgeous day. It was like, wow, what a day to be out here.
You know, it's kind of funny, too. You know, we scaled it back this year because, obviously, the pandemic, you know, everything was held outside. You know, lunch, breakfast, dinner, everything was outside. We were social distance. And you know, hopefully we could bring it back next year to a big gala. But, you know, we kept more local celebrities than we've had in the past because a lot of guys don't want to fly and travel. But you know, I'm going through the list of guys I've had at this event, you know, after 36 years you just mentioned. You know, guys like Johnny Unitas, Charles Barkley, Jim Kelly, Tom Brady, Joe Theismann. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I'm going, it's like, damn, I really appreciate
a lot of gold jackets.
A lot of gold jackets, you're right, you know, that have given back to the community. You know, unfortunately, a guy named Calais Campbell has played in my tournament as well a few times, and we saw too much of him on Sunday.
Really? I'd like to see less of Calais Campbell.
Yeah, right.
Well, one of the guys that was at your, at the gala, 2 years ago, for sure, and he's always there when he can, is Spags, right?
Steve's been there. Well, of course, they're busy now. Yeah. You know, we had it in June. You know, I had a lot more coaches. You know, Doug has played. You know, he's played in the event. So we've had the coaches when it was in June. But this year, nothing was going on in June. So, yeah, Spags has always been a great supporter of the event. And, you know, he's a local guy. He's on the shore. We love Spags. I talk to him on a regular basis and try to get some good information. He's good for information.
Yeah, I only bring him up for this reason, because I was telling the story earlier in the show about the idea of winning a football game. And he said to me one day, he goes, you don't understand what it's like just to get a win. You know, because we slough it off sometimes as fans and media. You go, yeah, well, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But to actually feel good about yourself by winning a game, and when you're in the throes of something, and I feel like that's tomorrow night. Like, they have to win tomorrow night to feel good about themselves, to get that feeling back.
No question. Spags is absolutely right. I'll even skinny that down a little bit. As an offensive player, you know, sometimes it's hard to get a first down. You know, and sometimes you got to accept a little victory and say, all right, first down. Now, you know, get momentum going, get positive vibes. So you start at the smallest of accomplishments. And, you know, Spags is a win. You enjoy the wins. They're hard to come by. Sometimes first downs against good defensive teams are hard to come by. So celebrate those small victories and then pile them up. And tomorrow night is going to be an example where the Eagles have to start piling up some victories. They 1-4-1. Hey, they're still in the thick of this thing. The Giants twice and the Cowboys the next 3 weeks. I expect the Eagles team to be 4-4-1 after the next 3 weeks.
Right? I mean, I do.
I mean,
you've seen the Giants with tape, but I mean, look, that's I like Joe Judge, and I think he's going to work out and be a good coach. But their talent is just—it's thin. They got nothing up there now.
The loss to Saquon Barkley, obviously a huge, significant loss for them. It took a really away their balance on the offensive side, which you need to do, especially with that offensive line they have right now. You know, with the Giants, and you know, they're a rebuilding team. You know, they weren't looking to win the division this year. They're looking at those baby steps. You know, Joe Judge has gone in there, much like Doug when he came here, changed the culture. Make it a culture shock. We're going to do things differently. We're going to compete every single down. We're not going to look at one game or a quarter of the season like a lot of coaches do. Joe Judge is going in there and he's He's put discipline in that organization. He's not going to deal with some of the off-the-field stuff that the Giants have dealt with over the last few years. So, you know, they weren't expected to be a playoff contender, but I do see some positive signs with that team. You know, Daniel Jones is an outstanding young quarterback, and when they surround him with an offensive line, he's going to be much better. I mean, he's their leading rusher, so it's obvious. Yeah. You know, he's been under duress an awful lot, Anthony, but, you know, they're going through that growing process right now. That's why, you know, I got the Eagles winning this one because of what the Giants are going through right now.
So let me ask you, and we're talking to the great Jaws on the Comcast Business Hotline, the idea of Hurts, and Doug said that more Hurts. You had to deal with that with Randall. What's that do to Wentz, knowing that you got to either be taken out of the game or you're going to be put out wide or you got another quarterback in the game? What's that do?
Personally, I don't like it. You mentioned I went through it with Randall back in 1986, where, you know, he'd run on the field on 3rd and 7 or more, and I'd run off the field, which is, by the way, the toughest down in football is 3rd and long. But Randall had such tremendous running ability in the open field. You know, Buddy Ryan decided to go in that and help his maturation. It did help Randall's maturation as an NFL quarterback, but I don't think it helped our football team. And the quarterbacks are creatures of habit. You get into a rhythm in the game, and all of a sudden you're running off the field, you're running on the field, you're lining up as a wide receiver, you're lining up in a different position, you're blocking when Hurts breaks the pocket. You see all those things that are different for a quarterback, and Carson has accepted this. I give him all the credit in the world, but I'll guarantee you, because I went through it deep down inside, you're like, the hell's he doing?
Right. You know? Yeah, I agree. I don't like it when Sean Payton does it in New Orleans. I just sometimes go, you got Alvin Kamara, you got Michael Thomas when he's not ripping his teeth, fighting with his teammates. I mean, you got great skill guys there. Those skill guys are better than what kind of gimmick you can run.
Well, I will tell you this. We don't have a whole lot of skill players right now.
Yeah. I know there's no Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas.
So here's where I may agree with Doug somewhat on this. You know, he's got to manufacture some big plays. You know, they're not going to go out there and just run the football. In fact, I think they're way off in their balance and their equilibrium right now. And I've just been, you know, looking at some tape this morning and looking at some of my notes and things like that. Right now, Anthony, they've rushed the ball 141 times this year, and probably 20 of those rushes were Carson's got 28, and probably 20 were Carson scrambles. They've got thrown the ball 281 times. 280. I mean, they've lost their balance. And, you know, when you got young, inexperienced guys, scale it back, simplify things. You know, they did go to some heavy offensive formation with 6-0 linemen, last week against Baltimore, and they had some effectiveness with it. But, you know, when you got all these injuries, you got to scale it back. And number one, with young offensive linemen, I'm a big believer in this, and I've played for a lot of great offensive line coaches. And they said the best thing to do with young offensive linemen is put their hand on the ground, come off the ball, and hit somebody. Not step back in a retreating position. Young guys in this league, they're not ready for NFL pass rushers yet.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think with this team, with what the Giants give you, I think it's with everybody out, I think it's a perfect time not to screw around. You could beat this team playing basic football.
Well, and you know, the field position is so important. And you know, the term I always use is complementary football. You know, this is a game where Doug doesn't have to be overly aggressive on fourth down. You know, punt the ball sometimes. Put the Giants, you know, at their own 5-yard line or 10-yard line, make them go 90, 95 yards. They don't have the talent to go 95 yards. So they're gonna shoot themselves in the foot somewhere along the way. Their offensive line is dreadful. It's dreadful. This Eagles defensive line should dominate up front. They should earn their paychecks this week. They have it every week, but this is where the money is spent by Howie Roseman. So this defensive line should dominate, but they've got to get back to playing complementary football, you know, and pin the Giants in the hole. Don't be overly aggressive because you're the better team.
Yeah, I'm. It's a short week, and it's got all those things point to the Eagles. And it look like you said, all of a sudden you win the next three, and you're in the driver's seat for that division. Or you watch the Cowboys Monday night. You saw the Cardinals put a smackdown on them, and then the fallout is they're talking. They're ripping the coach anonymously in the media. Jaws, the Cowboys are unraveling. It's a great day.
That is so gutless, Anthony. When players start chirping to the media, you know, with these anonymous, I'm not putting my name on it. Then shut up. You know, I hate when guys talk to the media and give them this inside information and don't put their name on it. That, to me, that's gutless. And hey, some reporters are very good at getting guys to chirp a little bit, you know. And we love you, hey, as fans, we love hearing that, you know. The coaches are bad; they don't know what they're doing. Well, you know, I guess Ezekiel Elliott probably called some bad plays or involved in two bad plays when he fumbled. Oh, that's the coach's fault because not coaching him well. That's bull. We all know that stuff, but you know, players want to start chirping all the time. And I'll go back to a comment I made to you a couple weeks ago, Anthony. After the Eagles beat the 49ers for that first win, and I watched the Giants, the Redskins, the Washington football team, I can't get that out of my mind, and the Dallas Cowboys, you know, that afternoon, because I'm like waiting for the Eagles night game. It was laughable. It was the Giants were horrible, the Washington was horrible, and Dallas was horrible. I'm going, the Eagles win this game, they're going to win a division. You know, and that's kind of the position they're in right now. And oh, by the way, no matter what the record is, the winning team of the division goes to the playoffs and gets a home game. Those are the rules. That's the rules. So, hey, I like the Eagles' chances right now.
Yeah, I know. And what happens when a team like the Cowboys unravel this early in the McCarthy's tenure? He's six games into it, and they're already chirping. Like that. I'll be honest with you, Jaws, I take glee in that, all right? I know you do, too. We hate them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, no question. Yeah, you know, we'll talk about that next week, Maury. We'll get into
but what does it do to Eagles a team, first, though? Yeah. When you're all kinds of backbiting and infighting, I mean, that could be a disaster for them.
It could be, and you know, before the season, you know, I am a big Mike McCarthy fan. I think the guy is a terrific football coach. He was a terrific coach, you know, when he was with the Green Bay Packers. The guy is a Super Bowl winning coach. You know, so I thought, oh, this is scary. You know, the whole coaching dynamic is changing in the NFC East to Ron Rivera and Joe Judge. And I thought Mike McCarthy was the most seasoned guy. But, you know, you got to be in the right environment as a coach. You know, I don't know what the supporting cast is like that, or not from a player's standpoint, but from the front office. We know Jerry and everyone else is involved in decision making and all those things, you know, so it is kind of a mess. And, we kind of love that it's a mess down there. So, but I'm still not going to, you know, say Mike McCarthy is a bad coach because he's not. And eventually that program will get turned around. But with their decimated offensive line, they're kind of the same position the Eagles are. You know, they got to run out some guys you didn't expect to play this year.
All right. So give me the Jaws playbook for tomorrow. Not the Jaws Youth Playbook that you are so good at.
Good answer.
Give me your playbook for tomorrow night. How do the Eagles win?
Well, as I said a moment ago, it's a very bad offensive line up in New York. And our defensive line, if they come to play up to their abilities or beyond, will dominate up front. I mean, I think, you know, no wins in the NFL are ever easy, but this is the game the Eagles should win. I was going to say, you know, our offensive line is banged up and, you know, our receivers are dropping balls and those are some issues, but I just think our team overall is a much more seasoned team. The ability to deal with adversity has always been a positive for a Doug Peterson coach team. He loves the underdog mentality. So they're going to come in tomorrow knowing that they got a chance to win tomorrow, beat Dallas, and of course, you know, beat the Giants again. You're 4-4-1, lead the division with a clear shot at winning the division. And by the way, that is the goal of every team. And I played on four teams in the NFL. When the coach comes up the first day of training camp and he goes to the board, goal number one, they don't say win the Super Bowl. They say win the division. That's the first step. The ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. The first step is to win a division. So everything is still in front of the Eagles right now as we speak.
Jaws, great stuff. We'll be listening tonight, 6 o'clock, the Ron Jaworski Show.
Hey, I'll tell you, another thing, I got Jeremiah Trotter
the Axeman.
And Trot, the Axeman, as he's known in this community, is fantastic. And, you know, we're going to talk about, and I know people mention it all the time, but I want to hear it from Trot, why the Eagles have this tendency to devalue linebackers.
Oh.
And you think of the, you know, who's the last impact linebacker we've had here? Jeremiah Trotter. So yeah. I want to hear it from his lips to my ears why the Eagles devalued that position in today's wide-open NFL.
Man, I can't wait to hear that. Love, Trot, and it's going to be a great show tonight, 6 o'clock right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joel Stacks, my brother.
All right, you got it, Anthony. You be careful. Be safe, all right?
You too, Pope. Okay. Take it easy, pal. Bye-bye. There he is, the great Ron Jaworski on the Comcast Business Hotline. Trot, wow. That's a great linebacker right there.
I mean, Kiko Alonso wasn't the last impact linebacker.
Dude, Shaquico. Remember I would play the Shakira song?
Shakira, yeah. Shaquico.
Shaquico.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad since that. I mean, I liked Bradham, but, you know, I'm not putting Nigel Bradham at the level of Jeremiah Trotter or, you know, Ray Lewis, you know what I mean, or Brian Urlacher. But Nigel Bradham, at this point, looks like those guys compared to what the Eagles have now with Nate Gary.
I know.
Think about that. I laud Nigel Bradham. Like, I go, wow, that guy was a great linebacker.
I mean,
but when you compare him to the guys you have now, compared to them, he's a great linebacker.
I know. Dude, it's scary sometimes when you think about it. It's frightening.
Yeah. Then you got guys like LJ Fort, who you let go, and he makes a play.
Against
the Eagles in the red zone.
Like, are you serious with LJ Fort? You know what I mean? For real? Did they miss? They missed the fort.
Oh, we saw Davion Taylor finally make a play. That play run down Lamar.
I just did a Doug sigh. Goes back to. Think about that team. Think about the defense in 17. I mean, I know in the Super Bowl it was bad, but I mean, they played well in the. Leading up to it.
Oh, I mean, Chris Long was incredible as a rotational D-end. You know, him with Brandon Graham as well. Barnett wasn't awful yet. He's had a decent season this year, but Barnett wasn't awful
Here's
yet.
Here's the problem with Barnett is that Humphrey was taken two picks after.
Yeah.
And he hasn't lived up to anything.
No, he's not to being a 14th overall pick, no. Yeah, you look at that 17. I mean, Fletcher Cox a little bit younger. Tim Jernigan was playing on one of those one-year deals, trying to make a name for himself. Ronald Darby wasn't awful yet. Right? Jalen Mills, okay. Malcolm Jenkins was 3 years younger.
It goes back to what we were saying. The signs. Can you see the signs? Tell me if it's not real. Tell me if we didn't put it out in the universe over and over and over again, and it's playing out just like we said because of the sports devil. Tell me we didn't sell our souls. Tell me. And not just for the football, but for the whole damn sports landscape. I want to talk about it, and I want to talk about Jalen Hurts. Your jaws. I heard you and Bob last night.
He's scoring a touchdown. I agree with it? No. But he's scoring a touchdown. Doug's going to find any way to get him on the field this week.
Why?
Because he said in his press conference,
here's the thing.
Provides a spark.
If you're playing anybody else, all right, you know, play here, play there, whatever. But now, why? How many plays are you going to be on? Let's talk about it. Got some open lines after Brian, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. How you join us, Cuz Radio, with the trueness. Let's talk about Parks Casino. We're going to be there tomorrow, special 10-2 broadcast, trueness. We will be there tomorrow, and we have the pregame show at night from Parks Casino. So check out the app. I'm looking at it right now. Let's go right to the game. So, Eagles still 4.5. That line still seems light to me. Like, I like the Eagles in the game. You might want to buy it down to 3 just in case. But I kind of like it. And let's look at the props, shall we? So, here we go. To score a touchdown. Fulgham is +180 to score a touchdown. See you, Pat. Deshaun Jackson is going to play. He's plus 225 to score a touchdown. Carson plus 260. That's all right there on the Parks app. Do I see Jalen Hurts? I don't see Jalen Hurts here. He's not listed here. Anyway, they have all the stuff right there at your fingertips. Take a look at it. It's cool. Go to pa.parkscasino.com. Download it. Use the code FANATIC. Get a risk-free bet to $500. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So let me reenact our conversation that Andrew and I just had. So the two of us and I were talking, and we're just talking about the whole concept of the show, right? So having some fun today about the curse and looking back and the idea of selling your soul. And I don't even know how it started. And then he says to me, and he's... like, matter-of-fact words. I saw a ghost. I went, yeah. Like, yeah. He went, no, really. I saw a ghost. And I go, what? Oh, no, yeah. I wasn't like a little kid. I was like 13 years old, 14 years old. I'll let Andrew, Judas, go ahead. Tell the people what you just told me, because... you never have told me that before.
Yeah, I dropped the hand of God to you. I was like, yeah, hand of God. I saw a ghost. So I was in my bedroom. I was, you know, I had to have been 13 or 14 years old. And I never sleep with my window open. Never. I do it now all the time. But when I was a kid, I hated the crickets and the cicadas and all that stuff.
Yeah, I could dig it, man. I'm not, you know why?
They kept me up.
I haven't slept well since I moved there. Yeah.
My dad also, the other thing that bothered the hell out of me, my dad always put wind chimes on the tree right by my bedroom. So if it was a windy night, you know, I'm hearing an orchestra.
Give me a SEPTA bus any day of the week.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there was one night, for some reason, I slept my window open. It was the only time I ever did it. And all night I woke up, and there's this guy flown by my window. It looked like he was wearing like a Civil War outfit. And he was like a shade of green. And went out the window. He smiled at me and went out the window.
Wait, two.
Yeah, what's up?
First of all, he was in your room or out? Or
in the room right by the window.
So you wake up and you weren't dreaming?
No, hand of God.
And you see what you think is a figure?
Yeah.
Like a man?
Yes.
In a Civil War uniform.
Yeah. A little shade of green.
What do you mean shade of green? He was an Eagles fan?
Yeah, I was bleeding green. He's
painting his face?
No, he's just like, you know, the aura around him. A little shade of green.
He had an aura?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's a ghost.
He's a ghost, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like Babe Ruth coming out of the closet in the Sandlot. here's to remember, you know? No, it was the guy, shade of green, and he smiled at me, and I was just like, huh? And went out the window.
He flew out the window.
Yeah, he sort of like evaporated, went out the window. Went into his little ball again and went out. So I walked over to my parents' room. They were across the hall, and I shook my mom, and, you know, she freaks out. She says, what's going on? Because I'm 13. It's not like I'm 4 and going, you know, Ma, I had a nightmare. I walk in and I shake my mom, and then she goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I couldn't speak because I was just like, well, you're not going to believe me. And she's like, what? I was like, oh, I just saw a ghost. No, I didn't go back to bed that night.
How'd you ever sleep in your...
Seemed like a nice guy. He smiled at me.
Cuss.
Dude, he seemed like a nice guy.
Cuss.
He was coming in, checking out the new place.
Listen to me. Like, here's the thing I never got with these horror movies.
Uh-huh. That they go back. They go back in.
Like, Eddie Murphy did a skit years ago off of the Amityville Horror when he said, you know, the movie was Get Out.
Right.
And he was like, all right,
see.
This is your house, man.
Yeah, but he didn't say Get Out. He just, what's up, man? He basically gave me a...
What up?
Hey. How you doing?
He gave you a Bernie hello. Yeah,
but I could not go back to bed after that. I continued to sleep. Yeah, he's talking now. I continued to sleep in that bedroom, but that night I then stayed awake and just talked kind of to myself about what the hell just happened. I was like, I just saw a ghost. And Malika Hill, they do Civil War reenactments because there was, I'm sure, battles in Malika Hill. Nothing big. So, you know, he unfortunately probably took one and still hanging around in Malika Hill.
That sucks, though. If you're a ghost, you still wearing your Civil War outfit?
Maybe it's cold.
No, I'm saying, you was he packing?
I didn't see the musket, no.
Dude.
Yeah, no, it's a normal thing for me.
I don't think I've ever known anyone that actually saw a ghost.
Yeah, it was normal. And it didn't freak me out. Like, that night, I was kind of like...
I actually take that back. My sister-in-law, Karen, she can see the other side.
Okay.
Like, not regularly, but she's got...
Yeah,
she's,
I mean, I'm not saying powers. I'm conversing with the dead.
When I tell you, I never saw anything. Nothing.
Yeah, and, you know.
And I still go, dude, really? You sure?
Yeah, no, hand to God. And then
I've never really talked to anybody. Like, when you said that, it kind of floored me.
You're waiting for me to be like, nah, just kidding. No, I'm serious. And, you know, that's about it. I think the only other time I could have been close to something like that, I was my wife's sister. We were staying at their house one weekend because they were away and they have a dog. And we were watching the dog, and the first night we were there, this time I was freaked out. The dog goes to the corner of the house and just starts barking at the wall. And that freaked the living daylights out of me because it was the middle of the night. This dog is just barking at the corner of the house. And I'm like, what are you barking at, man? I pulled the dog away. The dog went right back to the corner and kept on barking because, you know, animals can see that kind of stuff. That's like a theory that animals can see ghosts and all that stuff.
Right.
So this dog is just barking at the corner of the house, like to the point where I had to pick up the dog to bring it back to, like, it woke up, got out of the bed, and went to that corner of the house, downstairs.
All right. So let me ask you a question, because my buddy Danny says on the text board, ask him if he could move in his sleep.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up.
He said it's called sleep paralysis.
No, like I sat up. I know what he's talking about. I've had sleep paralysis before. No, but I sat up and I was just like, huh? And he flew away. And then I got up and walked to my parents. Like, I can still remember the entire thing. My bed was facing the windows to my right. I'm looking. I'm just like, what's... I thought at first it was like maybe like one of my parents like checking on me or something for some reason.
Should have asked them if the Eagles were going to win Sunday.
It was the ghost of Nick Foles. But no, I saw a ghost. There was a sighting not too long ago at Gettysburg. Video went viral. These people were driving down the road and there's one of the old cannons like with the two giant wheels.
Right.
It's just sitting up on the side of the road because you're driving past Gettysburg. They have all kinds of monuments and stuff. And I'll show you the video during the break. There you could see these two white figures running to the cannon.
I don't believe any of that.
No, I do. I'll show you during the break.
You can't believe a video.
It's cell phone footage.
Who knows?
Hey, listen, man.
Listen, you got China and Russia doctoring up all kinds of things. Are you going to believe that?
Hey, man, this is Gettysburg, our own backyard.
I don't believe it.
So, yeah, it's all good.
Did you, speaking of things going viral, did you see that dude that was chased by a mountain lion?
No.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. He was like in the woods. I think it was Washington State or Oregon. It was the Northwest. And all of a sudden, he comes on it like he sees these baby mountain lions. And he comes on to these mountain lions. And all of a sudden, the mother appears.
Oh, you don't want to mess with that.
Dude, the mother chased this dude for, I don't know, it had to be 15 minutes. He's videoing it.
And why are you video? Drop the phone.
He's videoing it. And the thing is hissing at him. Like, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not messing with no mountain lion.
Oh, my God. And it does a weird, like, shimmy. Like, it scored a touchdown. Like, when it leaps at you, it comes up.
Like, in Detroit?
It's hind legs. And it's bizarre.
Was it a Detroit lion?
No, I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. That was one of the most crazy things I ever saw.
Yeah, I'm not messing around with no mountain lions.
Hell no.
Messing around with ghosts, though.
Dude, you sure?
Hand to God.
Let me see what Danny says, because I think Danny says...
No, it's not sleep paralysis. I know, I've had it. It's the worst.
He says, I don't believe it either. It was a dream.
All right, Danny. You're no friend of mine.
Now, VG says he gets sleep paralysis, too. It's the worst.
It's awful. Oh, my. Have you ever had it?
He said he saw a dude constantly creeping in his hallway as a kid.
Have you ever had that, sleep paralysis?
No.
I get it too often. It's when you know you're dreaming and you're trying to wake yourself up. My wife had it on our honeymoon.
Really?
In the middle of the night, she's saying my name, and I'm like, all right.
Well, something.
Middle of the night honeymoon, okay.
It's a little consummate.
And, there she is. And I'm like, wait, what? And I shake her, and she was like, all of a sudden she's breathing hard. She's like, you have no idea. What I was just going through the last, it felt like an hour.
She couldn't wake up?
No. But she knew that she was sleeping.
Wow, that's weird. Yeah, but see, that's what it was. You didn't see a ghost.
No, I saw a ghost. Listen, man, I will.
All right.
Never change.
All right, let's get back to the peeps. 610-632-0975. I don't know. I was like half joking. It was more of a narrative, but who knows? Maybe we really did sell our soul. Brian, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Bri.
What's going on, Ant? I've kind of lost my train of thought with the whole ghost conversation going on.
I guess so, Bri.
I've never seen a ghost, but I have videotaped a UFO standing from my balcony. I don't know if it was a UFO or like a droid or something, but it was something, though.
But so they're out there, too.
Yeah, they're definitely out there. But
You're out there too, cuz.
Two things, though, cuz. Before I get to my question about Doug, I want to say they'll put a bid in for the Philadelphia fan base, maybe for you to bring back the bitch and complain line that you first had when he first came over to the Fanatic.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it. I like that idea. Andrew, I think we should bring back, no bring the heat, though. No, I don't want to do that.
No, well, kind of the PG-13 version, cuz.
Yeah. I like it, brother.
It would be awesome for the people to vent, man. I really do.
All right. Yeah, we'll do it.
And then my next question was about Doug. Like, after watching the last two games, you know, versus Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I'm looking at their coaches like Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, and I'm looking at all the other coaches around the league. So my question to you is, with Doug being in the hot seat right now, do you think like he can pull out of it and maybe get the tenure that those coaches, you know, around the league that they have right now?
I don't know. It's a great question, Brian. I don't know. Is he Brian Billick or is he, somebody more accomplished? Like, he's not Andy. I mean, you know, who is he as a coach? I mean, God, like, McCarthy won a Super Bowl, right? Now, he lived off of that for a while.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I'll be honest with you. Here's what I do know. I know he is a good coach, meaning he's a good leader. He's coach material. I just don't know if he's offensive coordinator material. Right?
Exactly. I think he needs to give up the play calling. Exactly what you said, man. Yeah. And for the year we won the Super Bowl, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Frank Reich was calling the plays that year, too.
Well, Doug was calling the plays, but Reich was in his ear a lot.
Yeah.
Doug called the plays. He called the plays, and he called a lot of great plays. But Reich was in his ear. Reich also was there with the script, and Reich was also instrumental in the red zone offense.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know.
I think he's in a situation where he can either go left or he can go right.
I agree. It's crossroads, like, man. You're right.
Yeah, he's in that fork in the road where this year I think is going to make a difference for him. I hope he sticks around, and I like him. I would love for him to see to get that tenure like Tomlin and Harbaugh, but you know, I don't know, because this year I'm a little nervous, man. I'm nervous.
I know. I feel you, Brian. Great stuff, man. I don't know. Is he a tenured guy? Listen, he'll always have a job. So, you know, he'll always be in the league. But, you know, is he a tenured guy? Is he a guy that's going to stay here 10 years?
We were talking about before the season, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had the...
Would you sign him?
Crab dinner or something, right? And I forget who it was that asked you the question. Would you sign for 10 years? Yeah. I said, yeah. I mean...
Uncle Greg.
Will I still do it?
Nikki Primos was there.
I don't want to say no after six games. It hasn't been good. They're 1-4-1, but they have made the playoffs three straight years.
Question.
That's a fantastic question, and I think
because we talked about faith, I don't know.
I mean, we'll see what he does this season.
Listen, he's not in jeopardy. Until at the earliest after next year. And even then, I think he gets, like, that's the, yo, dude, you better turn it around year, right? So my guess is he's here for at least this season and two more. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even even if they make the playoffs at 6-9-1.
If it goes south, like.
Right. But if they make the playoffs at 6-9-1, and that means they went 5-5 the rest of the way. You know, is that something where management, front office goes, say, look, they were able to go 5-5 with what we have? I mean, if anything, there's some more of an indictment on Howie Roseman right now than Doug.
Well, you can also say, you know, hey, every year they rallied. They would have rallied again. That's 3 years in a row they rallied to make the playoffs. And they don't quit on them. So, again, you could spin it in a positive way. Let's get to Andrew in St. Louis. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
What's up, Andrew? Tony. Who's Tony?
Anthony, sorry.
That's right. My father's Tony. They call my father Tony.
So, remember last week I was telling you that the Seahawks is an important game, right?
Yes.
So, if you think about it, if we win this division, which it looks like we might, because that's how bad everybody else is, we would be the 4 seed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Guess who the 4 seed plays? First round is the number 5 seed.
Right.
Which right now could be... Nick Foles and the Bears.
Could you imagine that, Andrew? Oh, my God.
Like that, man.
Actually.
Either the Buccaneers.
Oh, my God.
Or Nikki Six in the first round.
I got to be honest with you.
Those are my two. Those guys. One of those guys is going to be a high-ranking second, right? Because the Seahawks have an easy schedule. They'll be like 14-3, 14-2. I don't think they're going to lose a lot this year. They have an easy schedule. So we're going to get one of those two teams.
That is amazing. I got to be real with you.
Imagine it.
That would be awesome. I would love to see Foles at the link for a playoff game.
Could you?
Oh, my God.
How's everyone doing?
So that's all I wanted to call and say, bro. I just did this. I'm like, oh, my God, this could happen.
That's a ghost story, Andrew. That's a ghost story. I love it. Oh, my God. That's amazing. I would love to see that. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Yeah, I would love to see it. But we need Wentz to win, or oh, my God, will we go nuts?
Yeah.
By the way, Mo Abdul with a great tweet. He goes, you're saying it was a friendly ghost? Are you sure it wasn't Tobias Harris? I had a 6'8 forward in my as a ghost in my bedroom.
Hello, little Andrew. Oh, that's fantastic.
I'll average 20 plus during the regular season, but you won't see me during the playoffs.
That's not right.
No, it's not.
That's not right.
But it's true.
Nat, did you hear that? Did Andrew saw a ghost?
No, when?
I was either 13 or 14. Saw a ghost. He came in my bedroom. He was a Civil War guy. I lived in Mullica Hill. There's Civil War reenactments there all the time, and he was just chilling in my bedroom.
Were you awake, or did you wake up and see him?
I was awake. Okay. Well, I woke
I'm not
up.
Doubting you. I believe it.
I saw him. He's chilling by the window.
You see a ghost, Nat?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
You see the Gettysburg video?
But it's not that I don't believe in them. I definitely believe in
them.
Did
you see the Gettysburg video that came out the other day?
No. I tried to not watch anything.
I'll show all of you.
I don't really discount much,
but I don't know if I believe in them. I can't actually say I believe in them. I could say that I don't discount anything. I would be naive to discount.
Here's my thing.
I don't want to
tell somebody else what their experience is if they think that they see them.
Yeah. But it's Andrew, so you can.
I know, maybe.
You can say, yo, dude, you were sleeping. All right.
Nah, I was awake.
Yeah, here we go.
Wait. So what up, ghost?
What up?
He had a Civil War. That would suck if you're throughout eternity, you're stuck wearing a Civil War outfit.
Probably scratchy. Right?
I know, the material, burlap. Right.
At least I could wear a Fila sweatsuit.
I'd love it if it was like Ben Franklin, who was like the ghost who showed up to, you know, at me, like in my room.
You like that?
I'd be like, Ben.
If he's in your bedroom, have a seat. Yo, listen, you dirty old man. Get out of my bedroom.
I'd ask him for a Benjamin, though. Hey, he got a couple lying around
Benny.
For me.
Let me get a Benny.
In fact, the tuners brought up Uncle Greg. We were at the crab dinner that night. Uncle Greg does the crab dinner all the time. And we were talking about Doug and his coaching and the 10-year. Would you sign him to a 10-year deal? And my, oh, my. That was just this past summer. So, listen, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, who was also at the dinner, they've been down at the Airport Auto Mall for 3 generations. All right? Long time. 3 generations. And so they've seen everything. And there's those kinds of guys, right, where they're family guys. They're break bread at my table guys. That's who they are. And that's how they take care of you. It's more than just a metaphor. They take care of you that way at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. All right. And right now, during Jeep Adventure Days, you'll save thousands, make no payments until 2021. You heard that right. You'll get through the crazy holiday season with no car payments. Get 0% APR financing for up to 7 years select models backed by the Family Advantage, their commitment to the best customer experience before and after the sale. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your chance to save big. Upgrade to a new Jeep. At-home delivery, curbside pickups available if you're a little, you know, squeamish about going outside. Call, click, or go visit them at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. You're family, man. I'm telling you, I said everybody there. They're the greatest. You'll love them. See the uncles for details. This great offer expires November 2nd, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. You know, Trot was on an episode of Ghost Hunters. You know that?
Was he really?
Yeah, Jeremiah Trotter, who will be on the Ron Jaworski show. In fact, I should have told Jaws to ask him about it. He was on an episode of Ghost Hunters.
That's
on the
awesome.
Travel Channel.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, he was on that.
I'd probably be freaking out, but I would do it.
He did it. He was on with Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was the Axeman and Gilbert Gottfried.
What a pairing.
And they were all running. There was like two other people, like two women. And they were like B celebrities, wherever they were. And they were all like running on, holding on the Trot for dear life.
It's an amazing pairing.
Figure, well, if you're Gilbert Gottfried, aren't you getting behind Trot?
Yeah, because Trot can fight a ghost.
The Axe Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You chop a ghost.
He make the axe thing after he beats up the ghost, man.
Yes.
You got a poll for today?
Yeah, poll of the day. On at 975 Middays, it's brought to you by Marvin Ecans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin Ecans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com today, and I hope this poll is better than the one that I did yesterday, because you weren't too thrilled with that one.
I need to overstate it. It's just breaking your balls.
Here's the question. Did you ever, quote, sign the I'll take 10 bad years of Eagles football for one Super Bowl pact?
I like it. Yeah.
Thank you. If so, is it still worth it? We know that they made the playoffs 2 years after the Super Bowl as well, but it's going downhill. So the options, signed it, worth it. Option B is signed it, not worth it. And option C is never signed it. The immediate, or 48%, the majority, excuse me, say they signed it and it's still worth it.
Okay.
Then 43% are lying, saying they never signed it, because that's bogus. And 8% say signed it, not worth it.
So is the never signed it crowd...
They're lying.
Okay, but how do they feel about being it worth it? So here's Francesco on the text board.
Okay.
Says this. I would give the Super Bowl back to keep every other team stable. If we don't win, maybe we still have Jimmy. Maybe JT is signed. Maybe there's no more turmoil with Wentz and all the other issues.
Or maybe you never traded six, though, and he's your Pedro Martinez.
Maybe.
No, I'm not giving the Super Bowl back.
Would you do? You would not.
No. There's a great tweet in response. I'm trying to see this guy's name. he's a Canuck. How about that? Eagles fan in Canada. Fan since
Who's
I started. I don't know.
Because we have Eagle fans in Canada, yeah. I know that we speak to.
He said, fans since I started watching football in 89, too many painful years and being the butt of the no Super Bowl jokes. Totally worth it. I mean, that's true. How many times do we hear that? You could go to five straight NFC Championship games, but if you didn't win, you still hear those jokes. You're the only team without a Super Bowl. Especially from those Cowboys fans.
Do you really care about that?
I did, yeah. It'd drive me insane. Even though they haven't seen one since the 90s.
All right.
Raymond says that he signed it, and it's totally not worth it.
Really?
Yes. He says this is horrible football. How about that?
It's hard to say, right? Because it was the highlight of so many... You know, it's funny. Because... My immediate reaction, because I was always against it. Always against it. And I used to argue all the time.
Right.
Bro, whoever, Robbie Ellis. I used to argue, I don't want to give up 10 years. I don't want to give up the other teams. We would do these devil pacts constantly. Would you give up Sixers, Flyers, Phillies for an Eagles? We would do all kinds. Any combination, we thought of it.
Right.
Right? But I was always against it. Now, it was one of the highlights of my life, other than my kids being bored.
Right.
It really was. So I'm kind of the hypocrite. I mean, how do you give back that?
No, you can't.
That moment of rapture.
It was the best thing in a lot of people's lives.
That's indescribable. It's indescribable, right? Like the feeling and the memory we have. The only thing is, it's still alive, right? And I wouldn't mind, like if things were going trajectory and Wentz was healthy and they had built a proper team around them and they were like right around now, they would be a contender. And we'd be like, oh man, is this finally it?
Yeah.
And to actually be able to go through it all over again, that's a great Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is. But I would never give that up.
What about you got the Sixer?
Yeah, no.
Sixer chip?
No, I don't think they're associated. I think tanking is the only reason why the Sixers are where they're at now. It's the sports gods going, oh, yeah? I will show you.
Devils at me? You just throwing devils at me?
Yeah. I think each sport has an individual sports devil.
All right,
Mr. Moneybags. Here you go.
Yeah.
Bryce?
I think I'm Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but they also
have Bryce Harper.
Me coming out of the pen.
Let me tell you something. I love Bryce Harper, all right? And I love the fact that he's busting their chops about who they should go get as a GM, as a pitching coach, you name it, signing JT. I love it. I love Bryce Harper. You know why? He's a fan's best friend.
Yes, he is.
Keep the pressure on him, Bryce. Dwayne in Richmond, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dwayne.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
What's happening, my brother?
Nothing. I'm just listening to what y'all saying, you know, about, you know, selling our souls for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I do remember you saying, you know, for one Super Bowl, would you, and a lot of fans and even me, all of us agreed. So I hope that's really not the case, but, you know,
feels
I
like
talk
it.
About Miles Sanders.
Real quick, before you get to Miles, right? Look at the signs, right? Like, is Doug Peterson the same guy you think he thought he was in 2017?
No.
Howie,
no.
He's the same guy?
No, he's not. I'm on the board with Frank Reich. I think he was the guy behind the scenes.
Think about Alshon Jeffrey. You loved Alshon Jeffrey in 2017.
I did. But I just don't think that in the NFL, you got to keep evolving each year.
Yes.
It's no days off. And that's what Bill Belichick say all the time. No days off.
Do you remember Lane Johnson mocking them?
Yeah, I remember that. You know, we're from Brandon Brooks as well.
Brandon didn't come from there, but no, because I just remember they were going back and forth. I forget who was Gronk. Chris Long came from there, but I remember them going back and forth, like with the Patriot guys were going, yo, easy, you won one, relax, go win it again.
Right, one, and I didn't agree with it because I'm like, say what you want, they're about business. You know, they're about results.
Yeah.
You know, fun or no fun, they're getting it done.
Yep.
You know, what do you guys think about Miles? I used to be a huge Miles Sanders guy. And I remember you saying, I think it was before the Green Bay game when they won Green Bay Thursday night after, you know, he doesn't make people miss. But, you know, he's running better. But the fumbles, you know, I'm kind of getting tired of the fumbles. Because when he fumbled that ball, right before the end zone, I'm like, "What's going on with?"
Well, there's a problem if they don't trust him in the 4-minute offense. Listen, I think Sanders is quality. I just think he needs to grow. Mike said yesterday he used the Tiki Barber analogy, which I thought was really good because I think he needs to kind of, you know, Tiki was fumbling and. He still hadn't come to his own as a back. He needed to mature a little bit. I think that's Sanders. Because I like him. I think he could be a player. I also think you needed somebody else. And in the NFL these days, you need two backs.
You need two, like Cleveland got.
Right.
You need what?
Already in the NFL, Cleveland. They all got two backs. And sometimes you need that third guy because guys get hurt all the time.
Exactly. And one more thing with Carson Wentz, I just really feel bad for the guy. And as much as I love him and I want him to be our franchise and move on, and it's something else you said, you wonder if Philadelphia Eagles are going to ruin Carson Wentz's career.
Yeah.
You know, you said it. I can't help but just keep thinking. I feel sorry for the guy. You know, he was Braveheart Sunday. You think about we're in rebuild. The offensive line, we don't know who's going to be the starters, who's what. You know, we don't know about our young receivers still, even though we got Fulgham. We don't know about Rager. You know, this guy, for the next 3 to 5 years, what is Carson going to have?
Yeah,
you know,
I hear you, bro.
So I almost want him to be able to go somewhere else and do good because Philly, they just doing them bad, man. That's
I don't want that to happen. Selfishly speaking, ultimately, it's Green before Carson, right? Like, you know, listen, right. I like the kid a lot. Like, I know, but you know, listen, an Eagle fan, once an Eagle fan, always an Eagle fan. Dwayne, thanks, my brother, appreciate it. And you know, I like him, but. Ultimately, you know, you care about the team. You always want good things to happen, but, you know, let's be real here for a second. All right, in case you missed it, Chunas put together a compilation of all the signs. Take a listen.
You want Philly food?
Yeah, let's do it.
Philly special. Ready?
Bulls put the ball! What did we just see?
This is our new norm.
31 seconds on the clock. Wentz standing in the field. Had the pass knocked away. Scooped up by Jason Peters for a moment. And then the Panthers fall on it.
Saints go for it. Tamara down the sideline. What a throw. Another touchdown. And just pouring it on. A 38-yard touchdown throw to Alvin Kamara.
Carson, has a little bit of back soreness, a little tightness, and so we're going to rest him today, continue to evaluate him, and just make sure he's good, but we'll have more information on all these guys later in the week.
Okay, I spoke to Carson Wentz earlier tonight, and he confirmed that his stress fracture is related to previous lower back problems.
43-yard attempt on the right hash mark.
And he hits the upright again! That's impossible!
This off with a 2-minute warning. Little surprise. Throws back. Throws. Intercepted. Right through Jeffrey's hands. It's Lattimore. Right through Alshon Jeffrey's hands.
The other thing that the source pointed to is that he said that I feel like we're over-targeting Zach Ertz, which is the tight end. They said even Peyton Manning knew when to check it down.
From the 25 now. Wentz up the fake. Looking around. Looking down. Meanwhile, look at this. Carson Wentz, who went to the medical tent, is going to the locker room.
He's going to the ground, and he takes a hard hit to the back of his head by Jenny and Clowney.
You're the 53rd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma.
For better or worse, we are quarterback developers. We want to be quarterback factor.
Wentz inside.
Fourth and goal from the 17-yard line. As Foles fires, the pass is caught in the end zone for a touchdown by Anthony Miller. The Chicago Bears take the lead with a minute 53 seconds remaining.
How long do it? I'm the monster of Midway now, bro. Let's make some noise. Come on.
Well done, Judas. Well done. The highlight, of course, is the Josina Anderson report with talking about over-targeting Zach Ertz and you playing the rat sounds, which sounds even worse with the bad, you know, the scary music in the background. Nice job, buddy.
Oh, thanks. She had another tweet yesterday that was just ridiculous.
Oh, no.
She goes, Oh, well, with all the injuries to the Eagles, I was curious and reached out to Percy Harvin to see if he had any phone calls from the Eagles. So it was 100% the agent probably reached out to her and said, hey, can you put Percy's name in a report?
Percy Harvin?
Exactly. When I read that, I was like, what? Percy Harvin? I haven't thought about that guy in years.
What? How old is Percy Harvin?
Great question.
I read a Percy the Parrot than Percy Harvin.
Because I read that, I was like, wait, hold on. I'm not thinking of that guy, right? Nope, I was.
Oh, my God.
He's still available and ready to go, according to his agent.
He's ready to go for 6 years. Hell out of here. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Josina.
Yo, Stan! Yeah, what's up, Stan?
Anthony.
What's up, buddy boy?
And Judith. You guys are the best. You're the best.
Thanks, Stan.
I still can't understand it. You got to get the cable going. But but anyway, yeah, Carson ain't had a chance, you know, back there. So we got to give him a pass. And it's the defense. They're horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Howie, drafting all, you know, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. Always takes the project.
Yeah, yeah. You know, listen, I hear you. I'm hoping, Stan, listen, win the next three games. Start tonight, and let's at least get to the playoffs. Do you believe in the curse of the Super Bowl?
No, I love the Super Bowl. I rooted for the Super Bowl my whole life there. Yeah, starting at Franklin Field, going all through. But I was a present at... you know, when we won the championship back then, the old man degenerate, you know, and the bookie, we went to every game.
That's great.
And it depends. We went out to eat, you know, like big time when he won. But if he lost, he drove like a maniac home yelling at you.
Oh, that's hysterical. Stanton, but here's the thing. You know, it could still be true. Right? That we just sold our souls. So you're good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
All right.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
I didn't think we'd ever see it, cuz.
Listen, you go back. So when you say that, Franklin Field, here you go.
Yeah.
That means something, Stanton.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I remember the old concrete thing sitting on them. You begged the old man, he would get them for you, too, the hot chocolates, because they'd be freezing.
Sure.
Yeah, it's sitting on the concrete.
Wait. Hey, Stan, I got a question for you.
Judas has a question for you.
Have you ever seen a ghost? Because I know you have.
I've seen him in the playoffs, like you said. You know, he goes to this the whole playoffs.
My man! Stan, good stuff, my brother!
All right, you're the best, buddy. I'm still lighting candles.
Thank you. Have you gone to the synagogues yet?
I'm going to hit one.
All right, we got to do something.
I'm up in Elkins Park, so there's a real famous one in Elkins Park that Wright designed.
All right.
I'm going to go in there.
Well, look at that. One of the great architects of all time. I'm going to run this by Tyrone, this theory of selling the soul. I put it out in the universe. See what he has to say. Hey, listen. Playing fantasy football, and I know this, and watching all the games, it's not going to get into shape. Now, unfortunately. It's time to trim down, get yourself healthy, and it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40-plus pounds with NJ Diet. NJ Diet's contractually guaranteed money-back program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements. So, based on your hair, your saliva, your blood work, then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it all for the rest of your life. Not sure if you can do it alone? NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You also have access to the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet is committed to you keeping the weight off, all natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery. NJ Diet offers live online video consultations, and they got locations throughout the Northeast, including Princeton, and they'll open in Cherry Hill. Lose 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Visit njdiet.com or call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-NJ-DIET.
It's Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock. You like Thursday Night Football, Andrew, when the Eagles are on it?
No.
Because, I don't mind.
Because then I have to wait too long for the next game.
And I like, it's the game I love, right? It's the game I'm interested in, right? So I don't like to get it over with the first game of the week. I like the little appetizer.
Now, I will say this.
It's like having the meal, the steak.
Yeah,
first.
I got you. But I will say this.
First.
On a personal level, I'm okay with it this year and last year because I've been doing post-game. So after the Eagles play the 1 o'clock game, I don't get to watch the 4 o'clock games because I'm in here working. So at least this Sunday, like I already texted my buddies. So Sunday is going to be a booze fest and watch football all day. So I'm looking forward
to
that.
It's a good day.
Yeah, I can't wait. I haven't been able to do that.
All right. Well, I just don't, you know, part of me's happy that there's a game and, you know, listen, they get back and the win and the whole thing, but I always prefer the Sunday night.
Yeah, and recently Thursday Night Football, the last couple of years, has actually been really good. So it's like, I'm wasting this good Thursday night game because I'll be watching the Eagles regardless. So I wish I had like a, you know, a Rams-Niners game, even though the Rams think McVay's a joke.
Yes. You just hate you, Sean McVay.
Yeah, that golf too. He stinks too.
Tyrone, the fine producer of the Mike Missinelli Show, co-host with Nat, Mikey Miss. Do you believe, because you've been guilty of this as well, we have for years and years and years, we have talked about 10 years of bad football and bad sports, trading the Sixers and the Flyers and the Phillies' successes for one Super Bowl. We've made this all the time, these proclamations throughout the years leading up to that fateful February day. Do you believe that we put it out in the universe so much that we created a pact? And that we are now suffering from the devil, Tyrone.
I do not. And I would like to take it on point by point, if I may. Start with the Sixers. While we're all unhappy and crying the blues, they've made the playoffs 3 straight years in a row. And that's not suffering by the truest form. That's not suffering. They lost. They didn't have a coach that was good enough.
The NBA makes the playoffs.
No. You can look around. The bad teams stay bad. Like, there's a lot of bad teams. Like, the Clippers are probably cursed.
Yeah, but I want to, but again, in all fairness, like, I'm looking to compete for a title.
So am I, and I still think you can go. Now, if going forward somehow they don't, then I'll believe it's a curse. Ben Simmons having a knee injury after a pandemic because he was working on his back so much that his lower body chain fell off a little bit. That, to me, is not a curse. That one I can explain away. To me, for it to be cursed, I can't be able to explain it. It has to be inexplicable. Nothing about the Sixers has been inexplicable to me.
But the whole Eagle thing has been inexplicable.
No, it's been incompetent. Howie doesn't know how to draft.
Well, the same guy who put together a Super Bowl winning roster where everything he did worked.
That's because the quarterback got him off to a great start and he had home field. If Wentz isn't Wentz that year, they don't sniff the Super Bowl. Yeah, Foles or no Foles.
Here's the thing, though. It all happened the way it happened, and they had great running game.
Yeah.
They owned both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
So he put together a roster. It wasn't just the quarterback.
He put together a very good roster. That 1-53 was better than the Patriots roster. But he hasn't been good enough since for me to think it was a curse. I think it was more him being lucky, but that doesn't mean we're cursed. I think a good GM.
Do you believe in the universe?
I do believe in the universe.
So you believe that if you put something out in the universe, like you say it all the time, like put something in the universe, and that you keep saying it, it'll become a reality.
I do believe
so
that.
So why wouldn't it work this way? Because you heard all those shows. You participated in all those shows.
Yes, and I think it was wrong that fans, it showed a low self-esteem from the fan base. Kind of like a guy who's getting led around by an evil woman who's just happy that he has a woman and the woman leads him around because he has low self-esteem. He doesn't realize he can go find another woman or man, vice versa. We see it. I think it's more that
evil woman.
I do. I think that there are times where our fan base and us as fans, it's an abusive relationship in a way because they know we're not going to ever leave. So they don't have to treat us right because we're going to stay forever.
All right.
And I think it's more that than a curse at this point.
I mean, the signs were amazing. You loved Alshon Jeffrey in 2017.
I did, but right away
you
the following
Doug
year.
Was a genius in 2017.
Right, but right there the next year, that Alshon drop against New Orleans, that curse. Was a sign.
Right. It was a sign of the curse.
And what happened? No. Howie then gives him a re-up then. And guarantees his contract for this
part
year.
Part of the curse.
Nope. Had he been in, he had to know, okay, this guy's cooked. Now's the time to move. This is where he needed a little bit of a Joe Banner in his ear.
Part of the pact.
I unfortunately, Anthony, I do not believe that it's a curse. I think it's incompetence. Now, if the Sixers
I do
cannot
too, but
exceed.
Again, the incompetence now, right? These guys were brilliant in 2017. Explain that. Explain that. How these guys somehow, they didn't get a stroke of genius?
There was some of that. I also think that Chip Kelly, the way he came off as such a terrible human being, that emotional intelligence thing lasted for a certain amount of time. Because Chip Kelly being just perhaps the worst human being in sports right now, as far as a coach. I mean, just wretched. Making him change the Christmas party, getting rid of longtime horrible. Employees and all that. Doug, I think, came in and Howie came in with a certain amount of humanity. Just by being human, that got a certain amount of buy-in. But sooner or later, it all goes back to the competence of the people. It can't just be. Emotional intelligence, I think, is very important in this era. Like, I don't think a lot. I don't even know if Lombardi would work in this era. But I do think you have to have some competence to go with your emotional intelligence, and they have not done a good enough job. If Doc Rivers makes the Sixers no better, then I will buy the curse. And the Flyers, I think, are on the way up. They can win the cup next year. So I can't say they're cursed if I got a contending Flyers team. So I'm almost there, but not quite. I need another full year. This time next year, I will say curse. Or no curse.
All right, you got it. That's Tyrone. Let me go to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki!
Gentlemen, Tyrone has the patience of a guru in the Himalayas.
Yes.
He does.
Yes, I can see him in the deep, snowy Bhutan mountains.
Yeah. And he has the clarity of Galileo. I mean, he just sees everything's statistical to him. Everything can be broken down.
Yeah, yeah. He lacks a little, guy, art, little art.
You know, there's a guy, there's some guy named Matthew wrote something in a book once, said something like, beware of prophets coming in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are really just cigar salesmen. You know, just put that out there in the airwaves. You know.
That's great.
So, listen, I sold my soul many, many years ago when I was a late teenager, early in my early 20s, probably.
Yes, Yogi.
So, I'm fighting every day to get that thing back. It's a struggle. But, like the Israelites, the Eagle fans will have to, they will have to be tested when the prodigal son comes back to Philadelphia. How's everyone doing? And, you know, and goes toe-to-toe with the, you know, the son that stayed home, sacrificed everything for the father, the team, you know, and took every bang, every sack, every smashing hit, ran, popped out backs, ligaments in his knees. And, you know, he's going to have to be tested at the end of the year, probably. So this fan base is going to be like, you know, it's going to be like the Civil War brothers. They're going to be separated. They will have to be counted and accounted for.
You are on fire today, my brother.
Well, let me do this. So let me come back crashing to earth. Dougie better just kiss it game plan tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both two teams that have three quarters of their team on the IR. There's very few legitimate starters. We both have good defensive lines. So this game is, this dish better be like 13-17, not get out of town because we're in Philly, but just literally get out of the game, get out of the link, 13-17, and call it a day and take 10 days off. So he better not do anything stupid, because the only way he loses this game is having the kid fall, you know, drop back 72 times and getting smashed.
I agree.
Up.
I don't think you need to get silly with this game plan.
No.
It's the Giants. You don't need to do that. Listen, I understand there are times you're facing a team like Baltimore and you're trying to shake things up. So, you know, whether it's Hurts or whether it's gadgets, all right, you know,
Going for it on fourth and one when you kick the field goal still early, you're down two scores.
And I would have went for it, too. I'd be honest with you.
I would have gone for it. But if he said, because when you face Mahomes, you can't settle for field goals. Now, if you want to say, hey, we're, you know, Lamar put up 17 already, we can't sell for field goals, I'm going to have to accept that, truthfully, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. And I would have went for it. So I'm not, you know, again, I would have went with a sneak as well. I have no second guess of that. Now, I just hated the 2-point conversion play. Nikki, great stuff as always, my brother.
Peace.
Thanks, Yogi. Take it easy. Sammy in Drexel Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Sammy.
Annie G, I thought I was listening to Christian radio there for a minute. What was going on?
What's happening, brother?
I'm a brother from a different mother. How are you, brother?
Good, good.
I think we used to run ball together back in the day at Johnson's Field, cuz. Is that you?
That? What's up, my man?
There was a big loudmouth over there. What was that guy's name? It's pretty good.
They called him Head.
There you go.
Stop. Let's go to Jay in San Antonio. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hold on. Let me get this call.
Hey, Jay. We got a call? I'll put you
Jay
on.
Jay Bird?
You want me to put you on hold?
I'm here.
Yeah? All right, Jay Bird.
I'm here. Hey,
what's happening,
brother,
my
how's
man?
It going?
Good.
Hey, you recall the shower scene on the Goodfellas? It said, Jimmy!
Yes, yes.
Hey, I think that's what happened to us. We whacked all our other Super Bowls after the, you know, we're saying with karma selling our souls and stuff.
That's
what we need
right.
to do is go out and take all the Foles jerseys, and we have to have a bonfire. Say a prayer and put them to peace, and nothing will be better to face them in a first round playoff game.
Hey, that's interesting. All right, so to make the curse go away, you say, Trudis, you like this? Bonfire of the Nikki Six jerseys.
He won't do it.
God bless him. We thank you for your part, you know, in that Super Bowl day. But yeah, it's time to move on.
You don't think people will do, Trudis?
No, if I had a Foles jersey, I wouldn't do it.
No?
No. I don't own one, but if I had one, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
He's a Super Bowl MVP.
All right. Well, what if that can lift the curse? What do you care?
Yeah. Okay. If I'm guaranteed to lift the curse, I'm not going to try just to see if
Jay
it happens.
Bird thinks that's the
key. It's a good point. I like what Jay Bird's thinking, but you know one of the most important players in Eagles franchise history.
All right. He says no, Jay Bird.
I don't know. They wouldn't have been done it without you know Wentz.
Yeah, I agree. Before. I agree with you.
Well, then you need to go back down to the park and try to track down that Santa Claus ghost and go ask him for forgiveness.
Yeah. 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 You're right. You're right. I don't know. We got to figure something out. And you know what? The problem, too, is we got cocky. Right? After the Super Bowl, everybody got cocky. The fans got cocky. Doug got cocky. Howie got cocky. Hubris, my man. That was a bad deal.
Yeah, that was back when you were talking about, you know, would you sell, you know, a 10-year run of, you know, a chance of going to a playoff or a chance for a Super Bowl as opposed to just winning one. And we put that, like you said, we put that out in the universe. You know, it's like kind of, you know, you speak it, you believe it. And, you know, that positive energy, that positive vibe, it go one way or the other.
Yes.
They just need to get this W this week and get that monkey off the back, you know, and get that positive energy going back, you know, and you know, let Wentz loose. Let him loose.
I like it, brother.
I don't think you don't put Hurts in there. And you got to let, you know, Wes keep building up on his confidence and building it, you know, that synergy with his receivers. There's no sense in walking Hurts out there, you know, unless you put him in the backfield or, you know, stretch him out wide.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay Bird. And great call. Thanks, buddy. That leads us to this conversation. Because I heard you and Bob talking about it, and you like Hurts to score tomorrow.
Yeah, I do.
Now, I know they're depleted. But my issue here is, do you really need to do the Hurts thing against the Giants?
No, Anthony, I don't think you need to. I don't necessarily like it. But I do think that he is going to score. And I saw, you know, when I was doing the show yesterday, it was plus 800 for him to score. And because I like the Eagles to win, you can couple that. Eagles win, Hurts to score. It's plus 1,100. I mean, to me, Doug Peterson told you Sunday and Monday, both press conferences, that Jalen Hurts provided a spark to the offense and that he's going to have more Hurts in the offense, especially with the injuries. I 100% agree with you that I don't think it's necessary for Hurts to be in the offense that many times. But I'm telling you now, Jalen Hurts will be on the field for more than 10 offensive snaps.
Wow.
And if one of those is in the red zone, if one of those is in the red zone, he'll score a touchdown. Doug Peterson will find a way to get Hurts in the end zone this weekend or tomorrow.
Why? Explain to me the reasoning behind.
To say, see, look what I did. I'm telling you, it's because he wants to, all these football people want to be the smartest men in the room. And because he saw Hurts have an explosive play, and then a lot of people are coupling the Miles Sanders 74-yard run to Jalen Hurts because Hurts was on the field, and he may have caught eyes of some of the guys on the Ravens defense. They go, look what Jalen Hurts does for us, whether he touches the ball or not. He attracts the attention of the defense. And I guarantee you they try to find a way to get him in the end zone tomorrow night.
I just don't get it. I mean.
I don't love it.
But this is the smartest thing in the room. Like, here's the thing. If you're playing the Giants, and so you're going to have Jackson back, right? So, I mean, long term, it means nothing because you can't count on Deshaun Jackson, but you're going to have him tomorrow night.
Yeah, for hopefully a game.
Or whatever. You're going into the game, you got him tomorrow night, and you got Fulgham, who's legitimate, right?
Yes.
I don't understand the need for Hurts, and you're playing the Giants. Again, if you're playing a team that's really good, really tough defense, and you're up again, you're playing the Ravens, all right, you know, I'm not going to fight you on it, but I don't think it's necessary to go all crazy and play turkey ball.
Or Doug looks at it like, look, the Giants are an inferior opponent. This is a way we can get Jalen on the field more, get him more comfortable. Get the players around him more comfortable shifting the line with Hurts.
For what?
Anthony, I agree with you, but Doug said it himself that
Bob is more Hurts. They ran the ball. More people want to see Hurts.
Yeah, they do. Because they saw him really run one big play, but okay, it provided a spark.
You understand that the more he's in the game, the chances are it becomes counterproductive.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, when you show him a couple times, all right, well, the defense, it does change things for our player, too. But the more he's out there, And here's the other thing. What is Wentz throwing the... Why would you ever throw to Wentz?
Because he could get laid out.
Like, the Philly's one thing, but they're throwing to Wentz
middle of the field. Yeah.
Like, why? What sense does that make?
And I'll be honest, Ant.
They go, all right, well, I get it. I've seen him.
Right. This was against the Steelers, and he gained yards on it. I don't need Wentz blocking downfield.
Of course not.
What if he gets rolled up on? Which they did. Hurts got tackled and rolled up on Wentz's on the back of Wentz's legs.
Exactly.
My man's already got lower body issues. Why? Listen, if you're going to do something with Hurts, Wentz shouldn't even be on the field, to be honest.
Yeah, yes. I don't like it. Again, if you're going to do a couple different things, like I'll tell you where it could be effective. It worked on the, forget about the one run. That's fine. Whatever. It worked on when he had ghost movement. Remember? It was a sneak.
Well, the Sanders run, too, because he did was run to the right.
Right.
He didn't even get the ball.
Actually, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, then Sanders breaks it for 74 yards, fumbles it, Whiteside scores.
All right. Like, I get it. Like, doing stuff like that. I think that's, that's smart. But again, you can't overdo that stuff because the more you have it in the kid's hands, the less productive it's going to be. The more the defense goes, all right, well, what are you going to do? All right, got two open lines. You want to join us, 610-632-0975. Sacks wants to talk Eagles curse, and Joe's going to give an impassioned plea about the Super Bowl and why whatever disastrous circumstance comes our way, it was worth it. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio Tunis. Hang and listen, I tell you about Xceva all the time. Xceva vitamin infusion therapy. That's what it is. It's a game changer for me when it comes to energy level and mood. So here's what Xceva is. Imagine when you got, like, I'll use the example of plugging in your phone. Recharge, right? Now you're running around. Multiple jobs. Might have a family. You might be juggling school and work and doing whatever you're doing. We're just all busy. And we're all trying to keep from getting sick. So what happens is you get dehydrated. You're not eating right. You get headaches, whatever it is. So Xceva vitamin infusion therapy takes care of all that. It's an IV of goodness. Flooding your body with vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and the hydration you need to elevate your mood, boost your immune system, raise your energy level, replenish your reserves. And people ask me all the time, is it safe? It's like, yes. We're talking vitamins and nutrients and hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Xceva's modern infusion suites. That's what it is. Relax in a massage chair. It takes about 45 minutes. You can receive your infusion right in front of a flat screen. It's how I recharge. To learn more about Xceva's vitamin therapies, visit Xceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Xceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 1:30 across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio with Tunis. Tunis, little Massimo today. I think he was faking. I'm not sure. But he definitely gave an Oscar-worthy performance. He started last night with the earache. You know, the earache for the child is the backache for the adult.
Yes. And you can hide it.
Right. You know, he's like, I don't feel good, Daddy. I shouldn't go to school. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but he had a little wax. The ear looked a little red.
Okay.
But there was no temp. And I'm thinking he was faking. I'm thinking it was a little bit of a school thing.
Were there tears? Like real tears?
No.
Okay. Then, yeah, he probably was faking. Right. Now, as he gets older, he will get smarter to play that trick on a Friday.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The Wednesday, what does it do for you?
Yeah. But you do it Thursday night. You know,
right.
Get out of your homework.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You're out on Friday. That means you can't play over the weekend.
I feel better Saturday morning. I slept on it.
No, sorry. You're no good. You're sick. Stay in bed. I think he was trying to.
Do you allow the video games when they're sick?
No.
Okay. No. I would try to do that, and my dad would not let me.
No.
So then it got to the point where even if I tried to stay sick,
nah.
In bed, no video games.
Nah.
I remember he took the controller in my hand. He's like, you're homesick. No, go to bed.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, damn.
Right. Well, no, without a doubt, I'm steadfast no there.
Yes.
You know, you can watch TV. If you're really sick, I'll get you what you want. But if I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I'm wondering that my man gets, you know, you get no perks.
Yeah. I told the story before. I did the fake tummy ache before. Right.
And that's another one of those.
I was fine. But there was a Reese's cup on the table. And I feel like my mom planted it.
She definitely planted it.
And I ate the.
That was a maneuver.
I ate the Reese's cup. My mom goes, I thought your stomach hurt. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, this. This is making it so much worse. Yeah, she sniffed that one out.
Sure, she planted the Reese's cup. That was genius by your mother. That was great. How great is that? Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joseph, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Anthony, how you guys doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Well, not much. I just wanted to hear what you're talking about. And 17, man, I remember when it was over, and it was like my family all came, and it was a beautiful. My dad was there, my sister, yeah. Her kids. It was a family thing, dude. It was something that was special. That when my dad's not here no more, I'm gonna look back and say, God, that was a great. That's like, I got one kid, my Adrian, and she's my little girl, and that it was my Adrian's number one. Like your kids are for you, you know, they're top. But that day, you know, I can die, you know, knowing that I seen it because. The 2008 Phillies, yeah, it was beautiful. I loved it. Don't get me wrong, but I can go gracefully and say, you know what? I came to be a dad. Maybe hopefully, God willing, I become a grandparent. I see my team win the Super Bowl. There's fans out there I speak to. They're like, dude, what's it like, man? It's like we won.
Yeah,
I'm never taking that away.
Yeah, I do. I will. I was talking about
Halloween.
I hear you. I will tell you though. Don't discount the 08 World Series though. That was a major.
No, it was beautiful. I mean, I cried. I lived in Denver the very next season. The Phillies' first away series.
I love that team.
I met
Charlie
Manuel and all the guys. And our GM was there at the restaurant. We hung out. It was. I even put out a World Series ring from. I forgot the pitcher. The old guy. I forgot his name. I can't believe it.
Jamie Moyer.
He gave me his World Series ring. He was awesome. I mean, I loved it. But what I'm trying to say is it was such a beautiful thing that, you know, with the blood, I feel. I mean, maybe people think I'm crazy or I'm.
Without a doubt. But listen, that Super Bowl was
a blessing from God, man.
I agree with you.
Philadelphia, you guys suffered long enough. I'm going to give this to my people. I believe that.
Well, now, let me ask you a question because. There is a flip side here. Now, you're right. I do believe that.
I think that, every once in a while you get the finger of God to bless somebody. So, you know what? Today's your day. Boom. And that's it.
What about the ramifications, Joe? Is there any, like, do you got to pay the pauper type of thing?
No, man, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? When God bless you, he bless you 100%, and that's all there is to it.
Okay.
You know, it's all good.
Well, I mean, you know what? Yeah, like, you know.
No, I feel that, Aaron. That's my heart. I think that's the day I
die.
That's beautiful. My grave.
I love it. It's a great call, Joe.
But, you know, the other stuff, you know, like Tyrone said, the Flyers got a heck of a shot next season to win the whole darn thing. Doc Rivers coming in town. Yeah, right. And I tell you the truth, and soonest,
yeah.
I think the Eagles are about ready to go on a run. Do I think they win the Super Bowl? No. But I think they win the division, be some fun. Yeah, we're going to win 3 straight and take back months from now. And we'll be like, oh, we're 4-4-1. All right, cool.
Yes, you know? Yes. I can totally see that. Well, that's a great call.
It is what it is, but.
You're a good man, Joe. I love your call.
Yeah, you know what it is. That was an awesome day, and I was like, up there with your kid being born, man.
That's beautiful, man. Joe,
God
great.
Bless, guys. God,
you
guys.
Too,
catch
buddy.
You
great call, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
How about that? That was a nice call. That was a good call.
Maybe we start talking about the Super Bowl and not, you know, not take it for granted anymore. Maybe that's what gets us out of it.
No,
I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like that call right there was.
Oh, it was a beautiful
call.
I
would never give it up. That was the best day of my life. You know, I need to hear more of that. Like how that was the best day of people's lives.
It's a great time.
And hopefully we get another one.
Is it greed that makes you? Is that it? Like we talk about hubris being the Eagles' downfall.
Oh, well, all sports fans are greedy, right?
Well, that's my point.
At least I would hope. I don't want to be.
Well, that's
complacent.
That's kind of my point, which is.
I mean, the call the other day saying we're complacent.
I want to go through it again.
Yeah, it was.
When I say I would give it up to go through it again, it's because I want to feel like that again.
Yeah, so that's good. Greed is good. You know what I'm saying? But we had Rodriguez, Tyrone Johnson's favorite caller, Rodriguez in Middletown.
Yes.
He said that Eagles fans are getting complacent. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, Rodriguez said that on Monday. I don't think so.
I don't think it's complacency as much as, well, he said we were not as, basically didn't have the fangs out.
Yeah. Well, we also see the layout of this division right now.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Sax. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sax.
What's up, man? Yo, it's Sags, brother.
Oh, yo, Sags. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
What's up, my brother? Here he is, Sandy Sags, one of the great, the old ball coach, Woodrow Wilson.
Listen, we did sign with the devil. There's no doubt about it. And you know what? I would do it again because that feeling, it'll never come back. The first one is the best. But I got a way of getting us out of it.
What do you got?
You got to go find that guy when you were walking the dog with the starter jacket on.
Yeah.
The one that told you we were going to the big game.
Yeah, well, Delaware.
You got to go find him. He's got to take the curse off us.
You know what's funny? I thought about him today.
No, you did not.
I did. You know why? Because, you know, this morning was really foggy.
Yeah.
And I thought about him today because, you know, we got a game. And I thought about, and the thing that stood out that night was it was really foggy. It was like a foggy night, and I couldn't see. And he actually, when I looked back, and I don't think he was a ghost, but when I looked back, he disappeared kind of into the fog. Now, I was on the river, like right on Delaware Avenue, walking right on the river. So, you know, it's even worse on the river with the fog. And so he had, again, I could see him like it was yesterday with that, the rosy cheeks and the Jeff cap. You know, like he had that green, shiny starter jacket. Old school, you know. He had that smile with the drinker's nose.
Yeah. Listen, I got a ghost story for you.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you got, man?
So my middle son. My middle son was about 3 months old when my father died, God rest his soul. So he never knew my father. So one day he was about 3 years old. He comes out of his room. He says, Mommy and Daddy, there was a man in my bedroom last night. He said, who? What are you talking about? He says, yeah. He said, don't be afraid. I'm your grandpa. So, you know, he said, well, he went back to sleep, right? So about a year later, we're looking at pictures, old family pictures, and we come to a picture of my father. He says, Daddy, he said, that was the man that told me he was my grandpa.
Oh, my God. I got chills.
Did I get the chills or what?
Oh, my God.
How about that?
That, wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Listen, I hope
has he seen, have you ever seen him again?
Huh? No. Never saw him again. Never saw him again.
Wow.
Listen, I hope our man Jeff Schwartz, I hope he's ready for Danny Dimes to get the ball out quick. They're going to try and throw slants against us, and then they're going to go slant and go. So I hope we're ready for that double move. And I think you're going to see Danny Jones try and run the ball on us. I really do.
Wow. And you know what? You know, I'm not that I'm worried about him, but I could totally see Golden Tate getting a lot of action.
You know what? When he was with the Lions, he used to torture us.
I know.
He was a thorn in our side. He was a Philly, an Eagle killer.
And when he came here, the deadline, we thought he was going to be something.
Yeah.
And he's a part of the curse.
Oh, he was horrible.
Yeah.
He was horrible.
Thank
All right, guys. Have a great day. Well,
God bless you and the family, man. Thanks, right, buddy. Take care. Right? Wasn't he there? He was a disaster.
Well, and it took him like 6 weeks to figure it out. No, he wasn't a disaster with Foles. Remember, Foles hit him on that big fourth down for a touchdown.
Wow.
And wasn't it against the Bears in the regular season or something like that? And then you saw him again in the playoffs. But for some reason, it took him 6 weeks. They trade for him, and then they don't put him in the offense at all. And Doug came up with every excuse in the book as to how they can't figure out a way to play him. And then Foles comes in, and all of a sudden they're connecting like it's, you know, like they've been playing all season long together. It's the weirdest thing. You have a third round pick for that man.
I'm telling you, he's going to have a big game. Mark my words. I don't think the Eagles lose this game, but I bet you Golden Tate is active. Tasty cake, Dom. Tasty cake.
Hey, Andrew.
What's happening, Tasty Cake?
So I'm listening to you talk to Tyrone, and that what he said was true, but okay, so he says there's no curse. Sixers go to the playoffs three straight times. Yeah, but the Ishmael Sixers, that was no suffering. To be built for 16 in it, to be built for 16 and have that expectation where you're on the top floor and you get swept by the Celtics, that's suffering.
Yeah.
All those great teams, all those playoff series, all those great teams with the Birds and none of those Celtics teams were ever able to sweep us. Just this year.
That's true.
Now you're aggravated enough with this tie, with Doug and the tie and all that. And then Nikki Sixx got to put this cape on and be Superman that day so these Foles guys can get all juiced up. That's suffering. You're already aggravated with what the Eagles are doing, and now you got Nikki Sixx got to come back in like a title. That's the curse. The curse is not only what's bad, what's happened with us, but what's good happening elsewhere.
Yeah, but again, I mean, it's the Bears. Like, do you really think the Bears are any good?
I say they go 13-3, and Nikki Sixx wins his second Super Bowl MVP award
by
Patrick Mahomes.
Are you crazy?
Nikki Sixx wins his second Super Bowl MVP.
Oh my God, Dom!
Then there's a curse.
Tasty cake. If that happened, then this is not just for like a fun little show. Then I'm scared. All right.
Well, it's 5-1 now.
They're not going. Are you crazy? They're not a Super Bowl team. They look like a Super Bowl team to you. They don't to me. They barely got past Carolina, who didn't even have Christian McCaffrey.
And you spent your first hour of the show saying that we weren't a Super Bowl team in 17.
But again, I don't think the Bears are selling their souls.
Well, tell Tom Brady that.
Unless you think that Nick Foles is just forever blessed.
I don't think so, Dommy.
They're not that good. They're not a good team.
I got to look at their schedule. I got to see who else.
There's no way they're going to go 13-3. They're not that good. There's a half dozen teams in the NFC I like better than them.
He sure said did you hear Nick Foles the other day?
Yeah, Andrew Pay played for me.
He told you stop.
I mean, but that doesn't mean they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm saying that would play into
And you're going to beat the Chiefs? No way. No way. No way Nikki Sixx beats the Chiefs. No way. Taste the cake. I love you, buddy. See you later.
Yeah,
Andrew?
No, I don't agree. By the way, it looks like Calais Campbell ended the Eagles' career of Jamon Brown. The team has released guard Jamon Brown. And the Kroom will be back for another game. Jason Kroom was signed to the active roster. Field Yates actually reported earlier today the Eagles actually moved around some cap space. So I wonder if that means something's coming our way. I don't know what that is, but they maneuver. I think they have like $5 million now of free cap space for the rest of the season.
Well, they're going to have to do something on the deadline.
The problem is the maneuvering they did was for Fletcher Cox. He gets an extra bonus now, and that will carry over into next year when the cap is actually going to be lower because of COVID. So the Eagles are already in cap hell. The cap will be lower next year. So we got a bit of a problem.
All right, I can't worry about next year.
But the Kroom.
I can't worry about
next year. He's at plus 1,100 to score a touchdown. He didn't get another one? Is he as wide open as he was last week?
No, I don't bet. If I were you, I would not bet the Kroom.
No, I'm not betting the Kroom either. Hurts, though.
This all of a sudden, what, Nikki Sixx is a Super Bowl? We got one guy said it will actually be great theater if the Bears come here for the first round of the playoffs because the Eagles win the division and it's Foles v. Wentz.
People wouldn't stand up and give an ovation, would they?
And not a playoff game. No. I don't know. I would think that.
When they announce the offense for the Bears, does he get booed or... Or does he get a smattering of applause?
Dude.
On a playoff game.
It's a playoff game.
Is the statue still up in the stadium?
Not for a playoff game.
Or where are they going to move it? I've been asking for them to move it since it got put up.
If they played in the playoffs, you can't have a statue of Nick.
I would hope
not. In the playoffs. There's no way in the world. All right. They're kicking us out. Don't fret, you're in good hands. Monkey Man's coming up next with Tyrone and Nat, everybody. Fun stuff. You guys are the best. Thanks for hanging, as always. We'll be back tomorrow for game day. That'll be fun. We'll get nuts. Have a great day, everybody. Be careful. Don't forget, be careful. We'll see you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.